the U.S. Department of Transportation, the Ad Council, and this station.
J. Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk, KKZN, Morton, Denver, Boulder, and on AM760.net.
Air America Radio News, I'm Mike Piazza. News brought to you by SEIU, Service Employees International Union, the fastest growing union in North America at SEIU.org.
Discovery due back on the ground today, but where?
Good morning, I'm Nick Young with the CBS World News Roundup. Well, one day after a blizzard walloped Colorado and surrounding states, thousands of passengers Mother Nature has left in the lurch at Denver's airport are hoping for an early Christmas present, a flight out of town.
We've got no luggage, had to sleep on the floor. Boredom and everything else and frustration has just kind of been setting in.
I always wondered what it'd be like to be stuck in an airport, and it's quite an adventure.
I'm Lee Frank in Denver. Digging out hip-deep drifts of snow is taking time, but many main roads are now plowed, and neighborhood side streets are being cleared by people with shovels anxious to uncover buried cars. Denver International Airport, closed since Wednesday, is due to reopen around noontime today.
I'm Larry Miller in London, where there's nothing but thick fog, and that's why hundreds of planes aren't taking off or landing at Heathrow, Europe's busiest airport. At least 40,000 travelers are affected. 100 slept on the floor.
You know, we'll get there. It's just according when.
Domestic travelers may have alternatives, buses and trains, but what about those heading abroad? Not good, says David Marshall of the British Association of Travel Agents.
At the moment, you know, they are almost imprisoned within the UK.
3 days now with no domestic flights. Some international flights have also been hit with cancellations and delays. Other British airports are also socked in.
I'm Barry Bagnato at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
When I was talking to you, you have to have the paperwork. Yes, this is your life.
Nowadays, you need to line up for security to get over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house or wherever.
San Jose, Costa Rica.
Where are you going today?
Portland, Oregon. Going back to see our families.
We go to Sanibel Island and stay at the same place we've stayed for 20 years for Christmas and New Year's.
Some lines are long, but they're moving steadily. Many airports like this one are mini malls, giving flyers a chance to zip through some stores to grab some last-minute gifts. Barry Bagnato, CBS News at Reagan National Airport.
Well, Defense Secretary Robert Gates winds up his trip to Iraq today and hopes to brief President Bush this weekend. He says despite the problems in Iraq, the U.S. will not abandon the region.
The United States is an enduring presence in this part of the world. We have been here for a long time. We will be here for a long time. And everybody needs to remember that, both our friends and those who might consider themselves our adversaries.
The toll of Americans killed in Iraq has climbed by 4, 3 Marines and a sailor. Before heading off to Camp David for Christmas, President Bush today plans to visit wounded troops at Walter Reed Army Hospital. Well, just in case, the Selective Service System says in 2009 it plans to carry out a comprehensive test of the machinery for a draft, even though there are no plans to bring it back. Live to CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, the administration seems to be sending something of a mixed message on the subject.
Right. First of all, Nick, this is only a test. That's the message from Selective Service, and the dry run won't happen for another 2 years or so. The agency insists it is not gearing up to resume the draft. Now, that mixed message you mentioned came from Veterans Affairs Secretary Jim Nicholson. Nicholson told reporters that society would benefit from a renewed draft, and he said there should be no loopholes for anyone called to serve. But Nicholson has since issued a statement saying he does not support a return to the draft, Nick.
It's the biggest U.S. criminal case yet involving civilian deaths in Iraq. 8 Marines charged in the killing of 24 people.
This is Steve Futterman at Camp Pendleton. The key issue in this case will likely be whether the Marines in Haditha last year were in enough danger to justify the killings of the Iraqi civilians. By charging them with murder, the military is saying these killings were not justified, but attorneys for those accused claim the Marines were under attack.
It's 4 past the hour.
Nothing could have prepared us for the tragedy of September 11th. Thanks to your support over the years, United Way was in a position to respond immediately in New York and Washington. But now the work continues across the country. Local United Ways already are helping to rebuild families and lives, one community at a time. Give to your local United Way. Your community is counting on you. To find out how you can help, contact your local United Way or visit www.unitedway.org.
Welcome to Tom's Talking Toys, where every truly terrific toy talks.
We're looking for something our little boy would like.
Do you have any ideas, Tom?
How about text the talking trooper?
Howdy, Buckaroo. Let's talk around the fire.
Or we've got Terry the TikTok time clock.
It's 6 o'clock on the dial. Time to feed a paint for
they
a while.
They love visitors.
Hey, little Buckaroo, let's go to the zoo.
It's 9 o'clock on the dial. It's color for a while.
Does this give you any ideas?
It sure does, Tom.
It's 5 o'clock on the dial.
Time to play with our son for a while.
Family. Isn't it about time?
You toys talk too much.
From the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.
I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Now it's time for the big day. The snow's cleared out. Everybody's pulling out the snow blowers and shovels to start cleaning up in the aftermath of the blizzard of '06. Now, officially, more than 20 inches of snow fell at the airport. Other metro areas got a whole lot more. Boulder came in with 32, Aurora 31, 34 inches in Westminster. Denver's already spent $1 million for the cleanup, and that job is only getting underway. Finally, a break for those travelers stranded out at DIA since Wednesday.
We are definitely on target to open at 12 noon, and we have consulted with the airlines to get an idea about their schedules. And have worked with TSA to make sure that they're staffed as well.
DIA's Steve Snyder says although they'll be opening at noon, it'll be on a limited basis with only two runways. About 1,500 people have to spend a second night at the plane place. With today's scheduled flights already packed with holiday travelers, the airlines say it could be several days before those who were stranded get out on flights. That means some passengers may not be home in time for Christmas. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Good morning. Thanks, John. A lot more folks out on the highway for sure. It looks like it's going to be a tough one, though. Collision activity already a factor. Northbound 25 approaching I-70. Right lane, eastbound 270 west of Vasquez and westbound I-70 at Denver West, to name just a few. Eastbound I-70 is also stop and go from Brighton to Colorado Boulevard. Now, CDOT plowed the highways, but it's still very snow-packed and icy in many areas. It includes I-25 through the tech center. At least we don't have to deal with any freeway closures in or out of the city. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather outlook, patchy, dense fog.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear. Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commission loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
Business owners, if you want half-off paperclips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
It's after 6 o'clock, and we're at it again. You need any closing information, go to am760.net. Otherwise, high today, 37, increasing clouds, and snow has stopped. The main roads are past.
No doubt about it. The Internet is a great place to hang out. Like blogging, for example. I love to blog. Maybe too much. When I think of all the hours I've blogged. Anyway, you've probably spent a lot of time on the Internet, too. Isn't it time the Internet paid you back? Just 15 minutes at Geico.com could save you hundreds on car insurance. Now that's what I call payback.
Go to Geico.com or call 1-800-947-AUTO. 15 minutes could save you 15%.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just 4 blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Say that I should be out about 2 weeks. So I won't be back for about 2 to 3 weeks. They say it takes about 2 weeks. It could take less. It could take longer. We'll just have to see. Am I nervous about having this done? Yes. Am I scared about having it done? Yes. But I've got a very good doctor, Dr. Snyder. I've got very good people looking after me. And I have had listeners send me emails with critical articles about a gastric bypass. And I think it's like anything else. I think if you get somebody who really knows what they're doing, then it can be very, very, and it will be very, very successful. If you get somebody who doesn't know what they're doing, then what turns out is a horror show. And I happen to have about 3 or 4 really good doctors. I've got Dr. Snyder, who's done these and is really good at it. I've got a good primary care physician. Should I give her name out? Dr. Mayoko in Boulder, who is one of the best, and I've got a good heart doctor, Dr. Potasnik, and I've got a good psychiatrist, Dr. Ristig, and I've got all these medical people looking in on me, so I should be in pretty good shape. At least I tell myself that. And I've got the best wishes and prayers of Mary, Coco, and Jackson, my two dogs, and my bird, Bill. What else do you need in life? Right? You don't need anything else. So, hopefully we'll do this, and we are going to do it on the 27th, because I desperately need to get this weight off for health reasons, and I'll be back in the next couple of weeks. And they're working on getting some really good people to fill in. One of the names that I heard was Lionel, who I worked with years ago. It had to be 18 years ago at WFLA, and he's a great guy. He's one of the people they're talking about. They're talking about some other folks that I have worked with over the years, and they're going to try to get varying people to come in here and to fill in. So John Turk, who is taking time off with his family, he should be back on Monday, so he'll oversee the ship, and everything should be good. I thank all of you for this year. I know at times I can be rough. I know at times I can be really impossible. I know at times there must have been times when you banged on your radio and, or your laptop or your computer keyboard or your head or your furniture and said, why doesn't this guy get it? And I apologize for that. I know that I have gotten in to some pretty good fights with people in email. And I often wonder if I'm the only talk show host that does this. Am I the only talk show host that does this that will answer back and start getting going back and forth with people in email? Do the other guys here in this building do this? Oh, they do it too? Okay, I'm not the only one. Because somebody came up to me and said, you know, why do you do this? Why don't you just read the thing and give them a thank you, polite thank you answer and let it go? And I just never have been one to do that. So, if I've offended you in any way, I apologize. There's only two guys that I can think of that I really got crossways with. One of them I'm not going to apologize to, because he's the south end of a horse going north. And then the other guy is a guy by the name of Kevin, who lives in Fort Collins, who used to call this show. And maybe I got a little bit cranky with Kevin. And I don't even know if Kevin's listening this morning. But I apologize, Kevin, if you are. All right. Fridays are open phones, and we can usually talk about anything you want to talk about. I've got a bunch of stuff piled up here that I haven't gotten to, that I really, really want to get into. So this morning, you can feel free to bring to the table what you want, but I've also got some stuff. And we'll get together here and see what we can.
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
Child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt, it eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Shop Elevation Outfitters now through Christmas and save 20 to 50% off selected apparel from the North Face, Patagonia, Spyder, and more. The holiday season is here and you can gear up and save. Elevation Outfitters, 1420 on the Pearl Street Mall, Boulder, with plenty of parking at 15th and Pearl.
The TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution, TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
The truth all day, every day. This is Al Franken on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
All right, good morning, 621, 21 minutes after 6. Increasing clouds today, high at 37, at least the snow's stopped. Be careful on the roads, some of them are passable. Most of the main roads are. The side roads can be a little bit iffy this morning. And if there's any closures going on, you can go to am760.net and get them. And it's open phones, and I've got some stuff too. And here's Ron on a cell phone. Ron, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Hey, Ron. Hey, buddy. Hey, I just wanted to let you know, when you have that bypass there, I had four friends that had this, and each one of them was way over 400 pounds, and they're down to about 230, 240, and everything went fine. And I'll tell you what, bud, you got our prayers and our thoughts in our family, and I'm sure all your listeners are batting for you. So you go in there with a big smile, and you're going to come out, and you're going to feel good about yourself, and everything's going to be fine for you, buddy.
I'm going to take this call with me, man. I'm going to remember it. Ron, I love you, and I appreciate you saying it, and I love you for calling up and saying it to me.
Well, hey, you got nothing to worry about. You're the best as far as I'm concerned, pal.
Well, thanks, Ron. I appreciate it, man. Hope to meet you in person someday.
Hey, it may happen. You never know.
I hope so. Take care, man.
Hey, you do the same, buddy.
All right.
Bye.
I've wanted to talk about it, and I thank Ron for that. I've wanted to talk about this for the last 4 days. I've really wanted to talk about this subject. And even though I know it's open phones, if you don't want to talk about this, you're free to talk about anything you want to talk about at 303-713-7600. But I really wanted to talk about this, and I really noticed it yesterday. I noticed it yesterday because I got home yesterday and turned on the TV, which is usually what I do, and turn on CNN to see what's going on before I go off and do something else, which is usually to whine about how I don't want to read this and I don't want to read that and I'd rather go screw around. But yesterday I was watching CNN, and I was watching it also last night because Keith Olbermann, between 6 and 7 on Countdown, is running the Best of Keith Olbermann. And it's a good chance for those of you that haven't seen those commentaries and the other things to catch up on them. But I've seen them because I watch him regularly. So the only benefit out of him repeating that stuff is that Mary and I have been going to bed earlier. But the drawback on all of this is that we missed that hour of news. So I've been watching CNN. Here's something I've noticed. I've really noticed this. And I'm sure that there are people in the Democratic Party, I'm sure that there are people who are liberals or progressives or however you want to describe yourself, who are exactly the same way, but they don't show up. They don't seem to show up in the media as much. Have you ever noticed that, and I'm not saying all conservatives, and I'm not saying the entire GOP, so I don't want to get a call from somebody or an email from somebody saying, well, wait a minute now, hold on, I don't think that that's true, those people aren't speaking for me, blah, 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 because you know what? I know there are people out there who are conservatives. I know there are people out there who are members of the GOP who don't particularly like some of the stuff that has gone on with their own party. Many of them crossed over and voted with us this time around. And many of them have sent me emails talking about how they're leaving. Bob Barr, longtime representative from Georgia, now retired, has been, and is a member of the board of the ACLU, just declared here 2 weeks ago that he's leaving the GOP to join the Libertarian Party, that he can't stand what the party has become. But here's my point. Have you ever noticed this? That when they're in printed columns, when they're on television, when they make statements on talk radio, almost 90 to 95% of what they say is negative and polarizing. Now, we can disagree about the war. We can disagree about any issue that's out there. But it doesn't mean that we're any less Americans than anybody else is. And that goes for both sides. I'll question your theories. I'll question your theories and your ideas about Iraq. I will question your theories and your ideas about immigration. I will question your theories and your ideas about the economy. I will question your theories and I will question your ideas about health care. I will question your theories and your ideas about renewable energy. I will question your theories and your ideas about oil dependence. But I won't go so far as to say that, in my opinion, I question your loyalty to your country. And these guys do it on a regular basis. Whether it's Tom Tancredo, who had that whole flap going with Miami and Florida, where Governor Jeb Bush called Tancredo a nut. I mean, let's look at Tancredo. Can anybody name the last time that he's made any positive statements about anything? And if he has, how does that stack up to the negative statements that he makes? You've got this congressman, Virgil Good of Virginia, who has touched off a flurry of criticism because another Democratic congressman, another Minnesota Democratic congressman, is Muslim and was the first Muslim elected to Congress. And Good sent a letter to his constituents talking about how we should tighten up our immigration policies, not let as many Muslims into the country because there will be many more Muslims coming into the country, and if there are, that means many more Muslims will be elected. That's polarization. There are many Muslims living here in the United States of America, like Congressman-elect Ellison, who are from America. I mean, this guy traces his roots back to the 1700s. Because he doesn't worship the same God as Virgil Good, all of a sudden, he's not American? And because there is a sect of his religion, of Islam, that believes in violence, that has a warped view of the Quran, that all of a sudden, it's like we have to go after all Muslims, and we have to restrict Muslims coming into this country. Once again, it's not unity. It's polarization. It's pitting people against people. Here's another example. Have you ever heard of this columnist? I don't read her, but her name is Debbie Schussel. S-C-H-L-U-S-S-E-L. In one of her columns, she argued that because Senator Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein, his late estranged father was of Muslim descent, and he has shown interest in his father's Kenyan heritage, Obama's loyalties might be called into question as he emerges as a possible Democratic presidential candidate. In a column, Shushel asks, so even if he identifies strongly as a Christian, is a man who Muslims think is a Muslim, who feels some sort of psychological need to prove himself to his absent Muslim father, and is now moving in the direction of his father's heritage, a man we want president when we are fighting the war of our lives against Islam? Where will his loyalties be? And then she ended her column with this quote, no way, Jose, or is that Hussein? What is wrong with these people? Now, John Dean says in his book about authoritarian conservatives that they always have to have an enemy. They've always got to have somebody to go after. But you know something? I'm tired of their negativeness. I'm tired of their negative statements. I don't think that we who sit on the Democratic left in this country, I don't think that we accomplish anything by mimicking their behavior and by going and doing exactly the same thing. I mean, there's a lot of things I'd love to say. But I think the country has reached a point where we want problems solved and we want this kind of sniping and infighting and we want this kind of cheap shotism stopped. And this whole perpetual thing about Christianity and about Islam. I mean, if you made those statements about a Jewish congressman or a Jewish senator, what do you think would happen? Because Jews in this country are very, very well organized. Do you think they'd be able to get away with it? I don't think that would happen. But nobody says anything because this guy Ellison is Muslim. And attacks on Islam go unanswered in this country. Now, I have had callers on this radio station, you, have called me every time there's a major terror incident and have said, where's the Muslim community? Well, you know what? Here's what I'd like to do. I'd like to turn the tables and ask you, okay, where are the better thinking members of the GOP? Where are the higher thinking members of the GOP and the Republican Party for these unfair attacks on Islam? Why don't they step forward and say, hey, this does not represent my party or my belief? And not only the unfair attacks on Islam, but also the unfair attacks on people connected with this. Now, Barack Obama is a Christian. He's admitted it many times over. He's a strong churchgoer, always has been, was when he was a state legislator in Illinois. His middle name happens to be Hussein. Okay, now we're going to make a big deal out of this? Come on. Is that right? And I got one last one for you before we go to Gina. How about this one? There's a congressman in the 8th Congressional District in North Carolina named Robin Hayes. Robin Hayes held a speech in Concord, North Carolina. He told the Rotary Club of Concord that this is how we could win the Iraq War. You ready for this? Have our soldiers convert all Muslims to Christianity. Now, do you think that plays well in the Middle East? Do you think that works? 303-713-7600. I got four open lines. First of all, anybody up this morning? Second of all, anybody got any reaction to what I just said? Or am I talking to myself? Because I've wanted to get into this about the Republicans and the right wing for days. About why they are so polarizing, why they are so negative, and do they think in the end that this benefits the United States of America? Where I maintain, if you love this country, you do not polarize people. We need unity, and we need it bad. Almost as much as we needed it in the early days of the Cold War and World War II. It's 6:33, 33 minutes past the hour, and roads are passable. You can get to work. I didn't have any trouble. Do you have any trouble this morning, Gina?
Yeah, I still had to get a ride.
Oh, come on. What's wrong? Your Wimpmobile won't make it?
No, it's stuck. Stuck in the snow.
Stuck like your party's agenda.
Thanks, Jay.
I'm just kidding.
Happy holidays to you, too,
I'm
buddy.
I'm just kidding. I just had to... it was there. It was there. I had to take it. It was there. I just had to take it. Okay, I'm a troublemaker. I'll shut up. Just go ahead and give the roads.
All right. Well, it's a slow go about wherever you are. If you don't have to drive, it's really best to stay at home because we have a lot of problems. The highways are still snow-packed and icy, and it's making things very treacherous, all the extra traffic that's on the road. Southbound 25 approaching 225 near Hamden is stop and go from an earlier wreck. Northbound 225 at the DTC, we've got a fire truck blocking the left lane. Have an SUV spun out facing the wrong way, eastbound I-70. At Vasquez, and a single car wreck with very heavy damage on the turnpike right into the city, creating a jam there from Federal to Pecos. Weather today, looking for fog early, sunny through midday, clouds rolling in, 35 for a high, right now fair and 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
New Ultimate Card players eat for free at Fortune Valley Hotel and Casino. Play and receive a free all-you-can-eat buffet. Hit a mealtime jackpot with the new expanded buffet. Take exit 243 on I-70, Hidden Valley to Fortune Valley.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting till post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Do you know the secret to unleashing your brain power, allowing you to use more of your brain so you can read up to 1,000% faster? Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. Let me send you a free demo of the secret developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience the secret that unlocks the real power of your brain, allowing you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Try this demo absolutely free by calling 1-800-400-2791. 1-800-400-2791. 2791. Imagine how this could help your whole family.
Work has gotten so much easier. I'm focusing more, I'm flying through emails, I'm getting a lot more done in less time. And for me, that means spending more time with my family.
My homework's faster than ever, and my grades are through the roof.
Unlock your brain's true potential. Try this free demo today because it's only available for a limited time. For the free demo, dial 1-800-400-2791. That number again is 1-800-400-2791.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America with twice the power of most omega-3s. And you can get a bottle from Iceland Health free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible and I feel like my energy is up.
Our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference. Call 1-800-900-5519.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
Call our toll-free automated system to request your free bottle. There's no pushy salesperson, just a fast, easy way to get your free bottle. Call 1-800-900-5519. That's 1-800-900-5519.
Live, local, and progressive. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
I pulled in the Nazareth, was feeling about half-past dead.
The band.
I just need some.
That box set of theirs would make a good Christmas gift.
It's the biggest week of new releases in 2006, and the video station in Boulder has them all. Check out Little Miss Sunshine, Lady in the Water, All the King's Men, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, The Wicker Man, A Scanner Darkly, plus many more. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Treacherous. We're talking about the GOP. I'm just trying to ask you what you think. It is Open Phone Friday. If you want to talk about anything else, you can. But I'm just trying to ask you what you think about the fact that they are constantly, constantly polarizing and negative. And don't you think that the average American who maybe wouldn't be as politically committed as maybe you and I are, and the average independent, and even maybe some moderate Republicans would look at this and say, stop. Okay, like this is not going to accomplish anything. It's not going to accomplish anything. This nasty behavior, and I could give you more examples of this kind of behavior. I could just read a whole laundry list. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. Let's go to Steve in Boulder. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning, Dave.
Hi.
Well, it's a great topic. It's just really complicated.
That's why I decided to do it.
Yeah, it's complicated like Iraq, you know. But I don't know. I think that people get into that, like the GOP especially gets into it, because it's simplistic and it's easy to kind of corral loyalty when you do a really simple us versus them kind of thing. In addition to that, it's dangerous because once you start that kind of ball rolling, then people get more divided. And one of the great things about America is that we don't have generations and generations and generations of hatred between two sides that that never learn how to forgive each other, never learn how to live with each other, and they, you know, just keep going back and forth at it. Although, you know, honestly, to the credit of people in countries that do have that kind of tension, there's a lot of people in the middle that, given the chance, will live peacefully with each other. Even, I guess, in Iraq, when that country was artificially thrown together with the different branches, you know, most people just kind of
Along. They wanted to get along. They just wanted to pursue the everyday dream of life, and look what happened. But I think here in this country, although all of us may not agree on Iraq, and we may not agree on a solution on how to fix Iraq, one thing I think we all would agree on, that there are third world terrorists out there who have hijacked a religion and have taken it and are using it as a scriptural base in order to come after us. And we really need to pull our acts together. Not only when it comes to that, but we need to pull our acts together when it comes to internal things as well. We've got problems in this country, and we have to solve them. And we're not going to get that done. We're not going to get close to doing it if we have leadership in this country and we have people in political parties that keep us at each other's throats. Mm-hmm. It's just not going to work out.
It threatens our society, too. That's one thing that the GOP ignores for the sake of getting a few quick votes. You know, that's the peril of this kind of...
All right, so the question is, do we... See, I think we should stand up and call them on it. But I think we should do it in the correct way. Instead of firing back, I think we should challenge people like Tom Tancredo and challenge people like Wayne Allard and challenge people like John Andrews and challenge people... like right-wing talk show hosts, and say to them, listen, I've sat and listened to an hour of your show. I can't count any positive statements you've ever made about anybody on the other side or about any effort to ever give anybody any credit except yourself and your own movement, and you have no ability to reach out to anybody. And I'd like to just ask you the simple question about how do you do the people's business if you can't get both sides to come together?
Well, they're just scrapping for votes, and they don't care about the consequences and what follows after that. And it also means that they think we're stupid, which is an insult to me, you know, to pull everything down into this simplistic us versus them thing. You know, they must think we're really stupid.
I'd love to get a conservative on the line and ask. I'd love to ask them.
I mean, one
if they think it's productive or counterproductive.
Well, yeah, I would love to hear that from a conservative too. I mean, one of the things I'd like to see happen is to pull apart the Islamist threat And if you look at where all that stuff comes from, that comes from the Wahhabi sect that, you know, has only been around since the 1940s. And yet they've gotten so much support and money, mostly from the Saudis, which is where it all started, was inside of that territory where, I guess, Wahhab or whatever the guy's name was, that had these kind of super right-wing really misreadings of the Quran started going. And now that there's all these people unemployed over in Saudi Arabia that have basically just been shoved off into religious institutions because there's no meaningful employment over there, you get all these books on that subject, and it seems like this enormously large, successful thing. But in terms of history, especially if you take the long view, it's just this little fundamentalist upstart. You know, just the same way that Christian fundamentalism is a pretty recent thing, related to the rest of the history of Christian traditions, you know, it doesn't factor in.
No,
but when
no.
they've got control of all these radio stations, I mean, it's really the same problem. You've got an explosion of fundamentalist ideology on both sides, which is not historically rooted in either tradition very much. And yet they have this media thing. And I'm worried that when the politicians get a hold of that kind of atmosphere and whoop it up as if to put us to war with each other, that, you know, things can actually go.
Well, the media situation here, I mean, I'll give you two quick things on that, and then I got to go. Look into the 1997 or 96 telecom law and do some internet research on ownership caps. And localism in programming, and you'll see what the problem is there. Steve, thank you, man.
Thank you.
Okay.
I wish you well. Happy holidays, and I hope that you have everything go well for your surgery.
Talk to you in a couple of weeks.
All righty.
All right. We're talking about right-wing extremism, and there's extremism on the left. And are you tired of it? Is it counterproductive? And where's it taking us? What's it getting us? 303-713-7600. Also, anything else you want to talk about, because it is technically open phones, and I'm kind of hijacking the open phone thing. But I'll tell you, I could spend 3 hours on this morning. 303-713-7600. I've been thinking about this all for the last 4 days. I've really wanted to get in to this topic. We'll take some of your calls, and I got three lines open at 303-713-7600. Now it's 646, 46 minutes past the hour. Here's Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Well, speeds down to the 30s and 40s on our primary arteries across the city, so plan for a slow ride into work or wherever your destination is. Even though traffic is light as we head into the holiday, travel's still being discouraged right now. Icy and snow-packed roads across the city. Number of mishaps adding to the delays, including the eastbound lanes of the Boulder Turnpike at Federal. We did have one earlier eastbound 270 west of Vasquez. That's been cleared out of the way, but we've got a new problem. Eastbound I-70 at Vasquez have a vehicle facing the wrong way there. Southbound 25 sluggish from an earlier wreck, now gone at the 225. Weather today, dense fog early on, sunny through midday, clouds rolling in by the afternoon, 35 for a high. Tonight, increasing clouds, cold and 14. Right now, fair and 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Hear it, read it, and now see it. AM760.net has news on demand, now with video. Log on and watch the latest news on AM760.net. It's news on demand with video from AM760. Progressive Talk.
AM760 listeners know that where they spend their money is just as important as how they vote. That's why your business should be on AM760's Blue List. Progressive companies all along the Front Range have been showing their support of AM760's Blue List and seeing the results. Companies like Translations Gallery, Hughes Irrigation, and Louise Aaron Attorney at Law. Go to AM760.net, click on the Blue List, and find out how your company can help support Progressive Talk AM760.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know, and cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
You did it again, didn't you? You waited until the last minute. Now you're running out of minutes. So wrap it up this weekend at Lowe's. Spend $50 or more and be eligible to register for a $10 off coupon. Not a minute too soon.
Lowe's Spend and Get event through Sunday. Eligibility for a $10 Spend and Get coupon requires enrollment through Lowe's.com and a qualifying purchase of at least $50 between this December 21st and 24th. Only one coupon per household per day. Visit Lowe's.com or any store for additional program details. Lowe's. Let's build something together.
The Joneses like things fast. They use Zantac. It's fast. Like last night after dinner.
Oh, heartburn? Painful.
Zantac.
Thank you. And then later.
Better? Completely. Zantac's fast.
The Joneses know Zantac quickly relieves the toughest heartburn. And more. Like before the Joneses family barbecue.
Ribs?
Heartburn.
Zantac.
Hurt?
Prevents.
Amazing.
Zantac's fast.
Zantac before a meal prevents heartburn. Zantac after a meal quickly stops heartburn. Maximum strength Zantac. It's
fast.
Uses directed, controls heartburn in 30 to 60 minutes.
This is Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
6:50, it's 10 minutes away from 7 o'clock on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Jay Marvin along with you. IM me at AM760.net. Get closings at to AM760.net, including information on the Big Head Todd New Year's Eve celebration with AM 760, Progressive Talk. High today, 37, increasing clouds. I'm talking about right-wing extremism and the idea that it's just counterproductive to the country. The nastiness that they portray, and why it is that and maybe it's happening, maybe there's a shift coming here that normal Americans are starting to figure out that these excesses and this craziness that they engage in, particularly about Islam and about non-Christians, and this craziness that they engage in, that it's just counterproductive and always challenging everybody's patriotism. That maybe we're reaching a point now where we're going to stand up and go, look, we got problems to solve, and getting in this kind of rhetoric is not going to get us there. Here's Denny. Denny, you're on AM 760. Go ahead.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Happy holidays.
Happy holidays to you, too.
Including Hanukkah, which is we're just ending Hanukkah, and Christmas on the 25th, and Kwanzaa on the 26th, and good luck with your surgery.
Thanks.
And I hope you're prepared to for a lifestyle change afterwards.
Oh yeah, I am.
Because the surgery, you know, unless you make the essential changes, it's no real help.
I've been going to nutrition classes.
Good for you. Good for you. This ties in, I think, with the fundamentalism. A month or so ago, a number of imams were removed from an airplane.
Right.
Because somebody passed a note to the stewardess that, or the steward perhaps, that, you know, they were acting strangely. I think that if we're really loyal, patriotic Americans, and if we're concerned about fairness, the rule should be that we don't take anonymous notes. If you want to make a complaint about somebody, fine, feel free to. However, the people you complain about will be removed from the plane. You will also be removed from the plane, and you'll go the judicial thing and the investigation, because it's not right that one person or six holy people are removed because of somebody's suspicions or fear. It's just opening us up to, you know, discrimination. So if you're going to complain and accuse somebody, then you should pay the price of perhaps missing the flight as well. Until the situation gets resolved. Otherwise, we're just going to have fearful people, you know, who don't understand differences in human beings because of their fear, discriminating against people who may or may not be innocent.
I think it's sound logic. I think it's real sound logic. And I have always thought that people passing anonymous notes about other people, and that you would use that because... The reason you would pass an anonymous note is because you'd be scared of reprisal.
Yep.
Come on. What reprisal was going to happen in that situation?
But I don't know. you know, the old values clarification thing is if what would you do if somebody had bad breath? Would you say nothing, talk to them directly, or send an anonymous note? Most people choose send an anonymous note. And then flip that. If you had bad breath, what would you like to have happen? Has somebody say nothing, receive an anonymous note, or whatever. And most people prefer to be told directly, but they're not willing to reverse it and be honest. So
yeah, that would be my choice. I want somebody to come to me and say, look, you know, here's the deal.
Yeah, but
I'm with you 100%.
Most people, when they, you know, it's a way to challenge people's values and say, hey, are you going to be a stand-up person or not, you know?
But my question to you, though, is, because it's going to sound like a stupid question.
No, no such thing.
But, for instance, this columnist about Obama making this big deal, Debbie Shushel making this big deal about Barack Obama's middle name being Hussein. What is that? Where's that getting us? What's that got to do with anything? And why is where are all of the, you know what? Look, if a Muslim extremist says something or makes a statement or there's violence, people call these radio stations, including this one, and I want to know where the Muslim community is. And I want to know why they don't speak out. Hey, where's the good-hearted conservative community that is remaining silent and allowing these people, like this Shushel, this Robin Hayes, Tom Tancredo, this Vern Good, they're allowing them to get away with this stuff, and they don't say a damn thing about it.
I think the question is, where are the true Christians? Not the New Age fundamentalist Christians, you know, who are out there preaching against homosexuality, and then it comes out that they have, you know, they've had a male pimp.
Right.
You know, and I think it's time to start challenging through Christianity, through values, with what these New Age Christians, you know, that Christ would roll over on his cross, you know, to shake his hand with what these people are doing. You know,
why is there this double standard? Why don't these people come forward and say something?
Fear.
Fear of what? You know, John McCain's Mr. Straight Talk Express. Rudy Giuliani's Mr. Stand Up Guy. Why don't they come forward and go, wait a minute, Barack Obama's no more a Muslim extremist than the man on the moon, and for you to even imply that he is does a disservice to the conservative school of thought, or that that if Keith Ellison, the first elected Muslim to Congress, in a private ceremony wants to hold the Book of Koran, Orrin Hatch, in a private service, probably holds the Book of Mormon, nobody says anything about that.
Hey, the Mormons can feel really good because BYU really spanked Oregon last night in the bowl game.
So,
I had a thought. Give me a second here. I have these senior moments. But, I used to think that McCain was a stand-up guy. I used to think that Colin Powell was a stand-up guy, you know, until I saw him, you know, just being out part of the dog and pony show and just going along with the party line. That's why I think Barack Obama has great promise. I think there's a lot of people who are interested in a message of hope. And, you know, he certainly doesn't have any less foreign policy experience than George Bush does. And there's no way that he would preemptively invade and occupy another company, you know, so his buddies in the military-industrial complex are getting rich.
Hey. I'm back in Obama, man. I got to run. I got to get some news. Denny, thank you. Appreciate it. Happy holidays.
Heal well, man.
All right. We'll talk to you. All right. Coming up, we'll take more of your calls here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Good to have you along on this Friday morning.
Are you in? in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZN, 410 Denver Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Barry Bagnato at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
Safety bag for your gels or liquids. Information while you wait in line.
Airlines are trying to smooth the flow of flyers with the Christmas weekend travel rush in full swing. Long lines here are moving steadily. There are some hassles, especially for folks trying to negotiate the cancellations and delays caused by the big storms in the Midwest and Colorado. Harmon Burns was here last night and returned today to see if his daughter's flight from Snowden, Denver, will ever get off the ground.
I've got a backup plan where she's going to go to Utah and then take a flight to Newark and all this other stuff.
Tens of thousands of holiday travelers have had their plans disrupted. I'm Barry Bagnato at Reagan National Airport. Now here's Frank Settapani.
The plows are out. But it's going to be a few more hours before Denver's airport will be open for the first time since Wednesday. What's taking so long? Airport spokesman Chuck Cannon.
It's a Herculean feat. We've got 2 and 3 mile long runways out there with 2 feet of snow on the flats and 4 and 5 foot drifts.
2,000 people spent a second night sleeping at the airport, on the floor, a lot of them. But Julie at Lefty's Mile High Grill says they're okay with that.
There's a lot of frustration, but their spirits are still very high, and they seem to be taking things just as they come.
Overseas, 5 more Americans have been killed in action in Iraq, one today, the others yesterday. What will he tell the president? Defense Secretary Robert Gates, wrapping up a visit to Baghdad, sees signs of progress, but admits there is still lots to do.
I believe, based on what I've heard and seen both from the American commanders and from the Iraqis, that things are moving in a positive direction. But it's going to be a long haul.
Gates expects to report to President Bush this weekend. The President and First Lady head to Camp David later today for the weekend, but first they'll stop at Walter Reed Army Hospital to visit with wounded troops. One of the best pitchers in baseball is in trouble with the law. Police in South Beach arrested Florida Marlins ace Dontrell Willis early this morning on suspicion of drunken driving.
He was offered field sobriety tests on the scene, which he did, and he failed. He was arrested on the spot. He was taken here to the police station, offered a breathalyzer test. He refused.
Miami Beach Police Spokesman Bobby Hernandez. Cleared to return home.
Good morning, Discovery. We hope you agree with us that there's no place like home for the holidays, because we hope to see you back here on Earth later this afternoon.
The first landing opportunity is 3:56 Eastern Time, but with bad weather on both coasts, that could rule out a landing at the Kennedy Space Center or in the California desert. The only other option is New Mexico's White Sands Space Harbor. The last time a shuttle landed there was 24 years ago, and that time sand on the runway contaminated the orbiter. Just ahead of the opening bell on Wall Street, S&P stock futures are up about a point. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Deck the halls with boughs of holly.
Ah, the sounds of TomTom portable navigation devices singing in sweet harmony.
And now through the holiday season, if you buy any TomTom, you get $100 off.
$100 off.
It's the TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. Heck, give two. TomTom, find your way the easy way.
$100 off.
Some of Italy's top clothing designers are ready to tackle a disturbing trend in the fashion industry. CBS's Sabina Castelfranco has the story from Rome.
Representatives of the Italian fashion industry and government are joining forces in a campaign to combat the phenomenon of anorexic models. They're signing a self-regulating code for Italy's highly competitive fashion industry. The code calls for more attention to the full-bodied image and includes a commitment to add larger sizes to collections. Sabina Castelfranco, CBS News, Rome.
Not done yet? Well, it's still not too late to find that stocking stuffer, maybe even get a break on the price.
You're going to see a lot of deep discounts and heavy promotions. Plus, retailers are going to give consumers every opportunity to shop by extending store hours.
Retail industry spokesman Scott Krugman says some big stores like Macy's and L.L. Bean will be open nonstop until Christmas Day. Frank Sedapani, CBS News.
Tax-saving tip for business owners. Consult your tax advisor to learn if your company can get a tax break when you buy an HP LaserJet printer before December 31st. It's a good time to upgrade your LaserJet printers to increase office productivity. The new LaserJets are up to twice as fast as they were 3 years ago and let you start printing almost instantly. So there's less waiting around. Black and white HP LaserJets start at $129. HP LaserJet printers, the reliable workhorse printers for business.
Estimate U.S. retail price. Actual prices may vary.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. On the move again, travelers stranded out at DIA for two nights, finally getting some hope.
Relieved to finally get a plane ticket. Yes, we've been in that line for 4.5 hours.
DIA reopens on a limited basis at noon today with two runways in operation, but the backlash from the closure could last through the weekend and some stranded travelers may not make it home for Christmas. Colorado's major highways reopened, but they're still slick and ice-packed in many areas. CDOT warning drivers not to get carried away with speeds.
Our plows said that people were flying past them going 65 just when there was just a small smidge of tire track. So people just really need to be very slow.
Today's expected to be the start of a madhouse shopping weekend as stores and malls start to reopen after the big snowstorm. Many economists think that business will be made up, but restaurants could be losers. Dan, commencement exercises set today at CU's Boulder campus one day later than originally planned. Meanwhile, CU's keeping its dorms open throughout the weekend so stranded students can line up rides and flights home for the holidays. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, if you are heading out, you need to watch out on the ramp from Colorado to westbound I-70. Had multiple spinouts there and cars backing down the ramp. Also, an SUV facing the wrong way eastbound I-70 near Vasquez due to ice. Tech Center has had some problems this morning. Snowpack and drifts bogging down traffic. 6th Ave doesn't look too bad right now out of Lakewood. No major issues for C-470 or the toll road. Security wait time at DIA, 5 minutes. Weather today looking for fog early on. Sunny through midday. Clouds rolling in by afternoon. 35 for high.
It's the biggest week of new releases in 2006, and the video station in Boulder has them all. Check out Little Miss Sunshine, Lady in the Water, All the King's Men, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, The Wicker Man, A Scanner Darkly, plus many more. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
Thanks, and this one girl named Mom Maria. She just told me to get my things straight, and ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
This is the Jay Marvin Show. Jay Marvin on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right.
Good morning, 7 to 8 minutes, I am. after 7. If you need any closing information, go to am760.net. Otherwise, increasing clouds and a high today of 37. Most of the major roads are passable. The side streets are still a mess. And be careful if you're driving out there. It's really open phones on this Friday, although I have been talking about right-wing extremism. The other thing we ought to introduce in here is the fact that the administration is now setting out the spin that we're going to get more troops in Iraq, that there's going to be a troop surge. Already the AP yesterday has put out the story, troops to Gates, extra forces would help. That CNN is quoting troops on the ground over there are saying that extra forces would help. There's no dissenting viewpoint, of course, being brought to any of us. There are no, you're going to tell me out of the 135,000, 140,000 troops we have there, there are not some who believe that we should not have more troops there, that we should, that more troops are not the answer. But we're not going to hear from them because the spin is being put in place. And that's what we're going to get. This is going to be the administration's way to solve this, is try to put more troops in to try to stabilize the country. I got one line open at 303-713-7600. We're talking about right-wing extremism, and maybe I should expand it into just fighting in general and wars of words. And the fact that much of what the right-wing says in the media, 95% of it is negative. Here's another example. George W. Bush appointed, and I don't have the information here right in front of me. I'd have to get it, and I will get it. But he appointed somebody to the board of, let me see if I can find this, to the board of PBS. And the guy is a conservative. And he makes this, here it is. The guy's name is Warren Bell. He's a TV producer, a National Review online contributor, and he's been named to the Corporation for Public Broadcasting Board of Directors via a recess appointment. Is an avowed conservative and a Bush contributor with a record of inflammatory remarks, commenting on using a TiVo to shield his children from birth control ads on television. Bell said, "A little vigilance is all it takes." Well, that and a couple of $100 for a TiVo. Sorry, poor people. Your kids are going to be asking you awkward questions about condoms. Now, where's that supposed to take us? Or how about this comment that this guy makes? He says about hugging Nancy Pelosi. That sort of thing leaves a stain. This is what I'm talking about. That much of what comes out of these people, it's not designed to push us forward as a nation. It's not designed to open up any kind of dialogue. It's not designed to have any kind of dialogue. What it's designed to do is it's designed to polarize, and then in the end, it's just designed to be downright nasty. Let's go to Paul on a cell phone. Paul, you're on AM760. Go ahead.
Yes, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
I'm visiting here, visiting a niece who lives in Louisville, and I happened upon your show. You have a very, very good topic that you need a lot of time to discuss, because let me explain. I'm a retired teacher. I'm from a little place in Vermont called Brattleboro. And I'm also a veteran of Vietnam.
Mm.
We have, in this country, we've had many, many swings of the pendulum. But over the last, the last 20, 25 years, we've had an extreme swing of the pendulum ideologically and politically with the conservative movement taking power in this country in so many different areas, political, economic, social, educational, that has created this elite wing that I think we could call it the neoconservative wing of the conservative movement, which sees themselves as the overseers, the patricians of American society. And what they do is, usually people like this will take away from the mainstream society things that they can use as tools, for instance, religion, and use it for their own device to keep themselves in power, to perpetuate this atmosphere of we know what is best for the unwashed masses out there. Now, I come from a generation that had conservatives that were intellectual and thoughtful and would sit and dialogue with the people on the other side of the political spectrum, because that is how American thought after World War II in particular, and in the 50s and 60s, had developed, that there was an open forum. We believed in sitting down. Of course, nothing's perfect, but by and large, the mainstream political ideology of the country was to try to find places where we could get to a common ground, and that has been very, very much restricted in these recent years, in particular during the Bush administration. They're very closed, very secretive. They filter information in bits and pieces to dumb it down.
They're not interested in getting any kind of higher ground. Nor are they interested in having any kind of dialogue to settle any kind of issues.
Exactly. For them, that's anathema. For the neoconservative movement, that's basically a capitulation.
Which I don't understand. I don't understand why they feel the way that they do.
Well, they feel the way that they do, I believe, for several reasons, but two of the big ones are that they have this mindset that they were the underdog for so long, and that so many things in this country that developed from the time of, say, the Goldwater era, were completely wrong. We're completely wrong for society. So they see themselves now as coming to the forefront and to rescue American society, which they're not doing. They're actually driving, the very best.
But you know, that justifies all of this excess, and that justifies all of this hatred. I think those of us that have had about enough of this, I think we should take a strong stance and force these people to go and to take a look at what they're saying and what they're doing and call them on it.
And you said it, Jay, in questioning, we have, as Americans of all stripes and all political ideologies, we have to question first ourselves, and then, because they're the ones that are pushing the button, now we have to stand to them and say, like you said before, after listening to an hour of conservative radio, you have to say, I haven't heard from you what would bring someone from the other side of the fence to sit down and say, okay, I will listen to what you have to say.
Exactly. No wonder they can't even imagine diplomacy, because they can't do any diplomacy on the domestic front. Thank you. I appreciate it, Paul. Thanks for your service to the country, and thanks for the call.
All right.
Enjoy Colorado. 303-713-7600. It is open phones, but you can talk about this whole issue of right-wing negativity and the fact that that's basically what 90% of these folks engage in. And how's that helping the country? I mean, how's that getting us in any kind of a positive direction as we get ready to move in here to
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Comcast high-speed internet with Power Boost delivers an extra burst of online speed of up to 12 megs. Comcast Digital Voice offers you unlimited nationwide calling, including calls to Canada. And Comcast Digital Cable with On Demand will keep the whole family entertained. So deck the house and save on internet, home phone, and cable TV. Holiday price of just $33 each per month for 12 months when you take all three. Call 1-888-COMCAST. Limited time offer not available in all areas. Limited to new customers and requires subscription to all three services. After 1 year promotional period or if any service is canceled or downgraded during the promotional period, regular rates apply. Equipment, taxes, franchise, and telephone fees extra. Other restrictions apply. Actual speeds vary. Call for details.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
I'm Stone Quaid.
Al Franken.
Very successful tour. Everybody, it was just a fabulous show. The cheerleaders are terrific this year. They came on as the Taliban cheerleaders, as they always do. Today we went around in helicopters to forward operating bases in Kuwait, and they didn't have terrific things to say. And then I asked them, well, what is the opinion of most of the troops? And finally the answer was, I can't tell you.
Al Franken, weekday mornings at 10 on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Morning, 7:21, 21 minutes after 7. High today, 37, increasing clouds. Jay Marvin with you. If you want to know about any closings today, go to am760.net. Otherwise, most of the roads are open. The side roads are still a little dicey, a little gamey out there, but the main roads seem to be doing pretty good. We'll have a traffic update with Gina Michaels coming up real soon here. 303-713-7600, four open lines. It's open phones on Friday. It's anything you want to talk about. I've been talking about right-wing extremism and about the fact that they never have anything. The right wing just never seems to have anything positive to say. It's always attack, 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 and nastiness. And, for instance, this guy, this congressman-elect, this Democratic congressman-elect, Keith Ellison, who is the first Muslim elected to Congress, and says that in a public ceremony, because no Congress people are sworn in a public ceremony with a Bible or with anything else, everybody just raises their hand, and they're sworn in by the Speaker of the House. But in a private ceremony, he plans to put his hand on the Quran. Well, you've got people on the right who are out after him because of this. One of them happens to be a congressman by the name of Virginia Good, or Good, who rejected calls at his rhetoric, his earlier written remarks, and replied no when asked if he was a racist, because he was on Keith Ellison's case. Now, we're living in a country where three out of every four people in this country consider themselves to be Christian. Here's the thing that gets me. I mean, does it bother you that this guy who's been elected is Muslim, and does it bother you that he would, in a private ceremony, that he would put his hand on the Quran? Why is that an issue? And that this guy Goud, Congressman Goud, sends his constituents a letter saying that we need to tighten up immigration policies because the more Muslims that come into this country, the more of them are likely to be elected. I mean, how does anybody buy that? How does that work? And once again, I just have to color myself naive. Because when I heard this, I thought, it doesn't make any sense to me. Does Orrin Hatch, for instance, and my wife Mary brought this up last night. Does Orrin Hatch, for instance, in a private ceremony, has he not put his hand on the Book of Mormon? Did John Kennedy, when he was sworn in as president, did he use a regular Bible or did he use a Catholic Bible? Because I believe that there is a difference. How about Joseph Lieberman? Has he used a regular Bible or did he use the Torah? Or what did he use? See, the point is, why would any of us care what any of these folks used? Or maybe they used no book at all. Why would any of us care? Why is this something that you and I and this country should care about? Why not turn it around and make it a positive by being able to say to the rest of the world, you see, America is not an exclusionary place. We're an inclusionary place, and we've got a duly elected Democratic congressman who is Muslim. And if we were as anti-Muslim and as anti-Islam as some people in this world, such as Ahmadinejad and others, would like to paint us out to be, what's this guy doing holding public office? Because in the end, we are a diverse country, and we are not a religious state. It's like that bumper sticker I read yesterday. You want to live in a religious state, then move to Iran. I mean, that's not what we're all about. At least I don't think that's what we're all about. I don't think we're all about that at all. And this whole thing about Muslims and the conservative columnist, this is Debbie Schussler, who attacks Barack Obama because his middle name is Hussein. That's supposed to have some significance on his patriotism. That's supposed to have some significance on his qualifications to lead this country. You know, throughout the history of this country, some of the people that have done terribly dishonorable, unpatriotic things have had, you know, what I would term, for lack of any other better description, and if you've got a better description, please correct me on it, but have had white Christian names. So rather than this Debbie Schussler sitting and saying, okay, here's the reason I won't vote for Barack Obama, because I don't particularly care for his stance on this. I don't particularly care for his stance on that. She attacks him because of his middle name, because of his Muslim heritage on his estranged father's side. This is almost like what we're doing here is we're functioning in a schoolyard kind of mentality where these were the kind of very simplistic kind of schoolyard arguments that you made when you were in the sixth grade. And all I'm saying to the Rush Limbaughs of the world and to the Dennis Pragers and to, you know, all of these guys. Hey, knock that crap off and let's try this. Let's try having an honest debate about immigration. Let's try having an honest debate about energy independence. Let's try having an honest debate and dialogue about Iraq instead of getting into all of this extremist dialogue and this extremist rhetoric. And guess what? If Barack Obama shouldn't be president of the United States, and if he chooses to run, let's hope that he either wins or loses on his ideas, not because some road apple sits out there and says, oh, well, he's got a middle name. Let's say Hussein. Well, I can't vote for him. Or that Keith Ellison is a good congressman because he either is a good congressman or he's not a good congressman. But the fact is that it has nothing to do with the fact that he's a Muslim. I mean, when somebody is a bad congressperson, do you say, what's your religion? You're a bad congressperson because you're a bad Christian? No, you say you're a bad congressperson. And I think that's all I'm saying. All I'm saying is that I believe in 07 that we have to do the following things. That we cannot engage in the behavior that they engage in because it's not problem solving. Yet on the other hand, we cannot allow them to get away with that behavior, and we need to stand up to them every time they pull it. And the third thing is we need to get into a dialogue with them and force them to tell us how they intend to fix the problem that we're facing, whether it's Iraq, whether it is health insurance, whether it is the economy, whatever it is, the environment, whatever it is, tell us how you intend to fix it. Tell us what your plan is to rectify it. We're not interested in the fact that Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein. I really believe that. All right, 303-713-7600. I got three lines open. I'll take your calls on this or anything else you want to talk about at 303-713-7600, 731. 31 minutes past the hour. Gina with traffic.
Thanks, Jay. Quite a bit more traffic now out on I-25 through downtown and from Lincoln to County Line on the opposite side there. Dealing with wrecks, southbound 25 University, northbound 25 at 58. We also have a problem with a semi on the ramp from westbound County Line to southbound 25. So we've had a lot of problems this morning with icy transition ramps. It's been especially bad, the on-ramp from Colorado Boulevard to westbound I-70. Multiple spinouts there. Weather today, patchy dense fog.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans, even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
A loaded 05 Explorer for just $15.9. They sell them for less every day guaranteed. Freeway Ford, I-25 in Evans, Longmont Ford, 3rd and Alpine, or cheaperfords.com.
AM 760 with Jay Marvin, mornings at 6. At 10 a.m., it's Al Franken, Ed Schultz at 1, and Randy Rose at 4. Get the real story on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
An American family tangled in the political turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Spend the holidays with your University of Colorado men's basketball team as the Buffaloes host UC Davis on Saturday, December 23rd. Tip-off is set for 1 p.m. at the Coors Event Center. Don't miss our special halftime show featuring pets available for adoption from the Longmont Humane Society. Tickets can be purchased at cubucks.com by calling 303-49-BUCKS or at all Tickets West locations. The Colorado Buffaloes, your team.
If you're out Christmas shopping and the budget's really lean, stop in at Checker Auto where our gifts will save you green. A jack, a ramp, a tool, a mat to keep the car floor clean. All from Checker, your low-price shopping scene.
This holiday season, shop at Checker Auto Parts and save a bundle on gifts. Checker has what guys really want, like our Pro-X 120.4-volt cordless power tool set. That's a drill, skill saw, reciprocating saw, spotlight, and two batteries, all for just $99 complete. Or how about a muscular 4,000-watt peak power electric generator by Champion? Great for camping, RV, or emergency, specially priced at only $299. All this plus MP3 players, truck accessories, generators, power tools, and lots more. And for do-it-yourselfers who like to shop for themselves, don't forget a Checker gift card. Buy one for any amount. So write out that list, and we'll see you at the auto parts store.
Tis the season for Checker Auto Parts.
The Blue List is AM760's exclusive referral program dedicated to promoting progressive companies like Icon Laser Center, Wellness Spa on Fifth Avenue, and Computer Superheroes. Go to AM760.net today and learn more about how you can support progressive talk. AM760.
The TomTom Give Give event. You give a TomTom, we give you $100 off any model at any retailer. So give the best portable everyday GPS solution. TomTom. Heck, give two. TomTom. Find your way the easy way.
This is Randy Rhodes, and I'm coming up this afternoon. And right now, you got Jay Marvin right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, that new Doris box set makes for a good Christmas gift, too. 7:35, 35 minutes past 7. High today, 37. Increasing clouds. Mean the enclosure information, am760.net. And it's a little tricky out there, but you can do it. Just got to be careful. Three lines open at 303-713-7600. And I've been just talking about right-wing hate here. We can talk about anything we want to talk about. I'm also tempted to ask you to please get on the line and explain to me why it is that America should care in any way, shape, or form about what Donald Trump and Rosie O'Donnell think about Miss USA and why this is a big story. Because last night, once again, I saw it on the tube, and I turned around and I said to Mary, I said, you know what? What makes these people authorities on anything? You know what it is? It's because Trump's got money and O'Donnell is on TV.
Anderson Cooper spent 20 minutes on it last night.
And Anderson Cooper did 20 minutes on it last night. And it's on CNN right now. What is the draw on this? Let's go to Steve in Westminster. Steve, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Good morning again, Jay.
Hey.
Good morning. When you said the schoolyard mentality, that's where my thoughts were going during this conversation this morning. And that's exactly where it comes from. People that are insecure, that have a fundamental basis for how they view things as life that has to revolve around how do I say this? I mean, I got so many.
Let me ask you this.
Okay, go on.
Are you scared of Muslims?
I'm not scared of anybody except for people that and it's not even a fear. But I'm fully aware that there are people that inherently are so miserable because they either have never known example of compassion. They've known structure, and maybe they've known education, and maybe they've known religion. But inherently, they have refused to accept in their lives any sample or example of compassion and honesty in looking at how they deal with people and things that they see or that occur around their lives, that the only way to respond to those things is to push back and to have the mentality that is filtered all the way into the people we're talking about. And really, it's a matter of good and evil, because I think we've all seen enough influences that have been negative in our lives, and hopefully all you need is just one example of something that clicks inside that says, this is different and it feels good and I like this.
Oh,
and
but when you answer no, you're not scared of Muslims.
No,
do you think the majority of the country is?
I think the majority of people in this country are so insecure with themselves and how, you know, they were brought up or how they're living and how they view life, that that's all they can do is show fear because they don't know how to open up and know how to express acceptance and communication and understanding. They think they are right. They think that their way of thinking is right because that's how they've been bred. That's the way they deal with their lives on a day-to-day basis because that's the only way they can have control because they don't know themselves. They are uncomfortable. Their influences are ones that say that this is the way that it's supposed to be as opposed to saying, look it, there's room for everything and everyone, and it's your intent that really dictates how you judge people and what you decide to do in relationships or the path you want to take in your life. It is very simple, but it's so complex because, you know, if you're comfortable with yourself and you find room to, you know, to open yourself up to communicate and try to understand difference and try to try to learn about things you don't understand, then you don't have to fear because what you fear is your sense of being uncomfortable because you don't know how to deal with something.
But, you know, but doesn't common sense experience in life teach you that broad brush statements backfire 90% of the time, that any religion you point to, there are extremists?
Absolutely.
And that...
Life is what you take.
I don't know. How anybody can justify coming down on a whole branch of a religion?
Look at, if you take a look at where we came from, Western Europe, where that was really deeply, you know, controlled by the church, and the element came over and implanted themselves in this country, and then said, I see some difference. I see, so I'm going to call them heathens, and I'm going to commit a genocide because it's our destiny to go and take this beautiful land and spread who we are, and now we can have, now we can celebrate the world in that same, you know, in our view of the world, and that same mentality still exists in the element of people that are doing these things that say my way is the right way, and it goes all the way to the top. You're talking about the GOP, an example, but again, it's good and evil, and it's the intent, because if you've got people that say it's my way and that's the right way, so your way has to be wrong or it has to be bad or it has to be, you know, that's out of fear. That's not out of, you know, that these people are right.
Well, there's a great deal. We've talked about this on the air before. There's a great deal of fear in this country.
And you know something?
I maintain these people on the right. I maintain these, and not everybody on the right, but I maintain that these people that I've pointed out, that they inflame and work on this fear and on this prejudice. On a continuous basis, they stoke it, and it's not moving us in a positive direction. It's not getting us anywhere. All it's doing is it's just polarizing us and splitting us.
It never will. It's the history of mankind. It's always been there, and it is polarizing because these people, to maintain a semblance of self-worth, of control, and of some, you know, ability to, you know, go on their way in their unhappy lives, that's the only way they can deal with these
things. Well, then we have to, we have to stand up and we have to counter it.
Well, we do, but how, you know, it's a fundamental, you know, way of a lot of people of thinking and living, and the we's.
Well, you call them on it.
Well, of course, that's what you have to do. And when you do it, they push back, and then you get back into the schoolyard mentality that you said.
No, only if you lie. Only if you lie yourself to go down that far.
Well, that's right. You can only, you know, you're only going to you'll be impacted by someone like that if you allow them to get to you, and you do have to call them on it, and you know, and then like we did in this election, and that's why we forced a change. But it's all powerful. You know, and like you said, you think there's 75% that are Christian, and not all Christians, you know, have taken this religion. You know, there's a lot of question. My wife is Catholic. I'm Jewish, and my wife has been, you know, denounced and rejected and from her belief, because of being married to me, now is that celebrating, you know, the beauty of a fundamental belief system? You know, when they have denied her, you know, her communion and whatever it is that, you know, is part of her belief because, you know, she's chosen something that's different.
No, I don't understand that. Somebody who knows more about the religion than I do would have to explain that to me.
Absolutely, but you know, it's what as an individual you take out of what you experience in your life, in a religious sense, in a social sense, in a family, in a political. You know inside when something doesn't feel right, and when a person is able to respond to that and try to understand it, then they can change, and then they can be, you know, feel better about themselves and their lives and become more compassionate, become more tolerant, become more accepting. But a lot of people don't choose that because they don't know how. They are lost souls that can only exist in their world through lies and coloring and slamming other people to be able to feel good inside of themselves.
I really would like to get inside some of these folks'
heads. Oh, my gosh.
Steve.
And you know something? It's hard.
I know it's hard.
It's
Steve,
very hard.
Thank you, man. I appreciate the call. Thank you so much.
We'll talk again.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
7:44. It's 44 minutes past the hour. 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey coming up next hour. It's open phones here. You can talk about all of this discussion about Muslims and about right-wing hate. And you can get in on that, or if you want to talk about the media coverage of the storm, or you want to talk about anything else, or you want to swap storm stories, or whatever, it's Friday, and you can do whatever you want. Last show for me for a while after today. I'll be gone for 2-3 weeks recovering from surgery. So hope to have you on board here for a little conversation. Let's take a look at what's going on traffic-wise, and here's Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Well, it's been a beautiful drive through the high country with all that snow and fairly decent roads. I-70 clear, wide open, no chain laws, very good conditions at the tunnel. Exception is US 6 at the Loveland Pass, which is snow-packed, a change required for all single-drive axle combo commercial vehicles. Holiday light traffic around the city, but it's certainly been a tough one this morning. Snow-packed conditions really extending your drive times in most areas. Weather today, sunny through midday, clouds by afternoon, 35 degrees for a high. Right now, fair, 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's like the rats just running from the sinking ship.
Randy Rhodes.
And the only rat left on the ship is Bush. He might be the last neocon. So let me guess. He's putting off his decision till after Christmas because he thinks Jesus might, what, bring the rapture by then? Is this what we're stuck with now? The rapture president who is the last neocon left standing?
Randy Rhodes.
You know.
Weekdays at 4 on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
When my son started having behavior problems, the total transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual when he's disrespectful, defiant, or even abusive? Do you know how to fix it?
I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior right now with the Total Transformation. The program that helps you fix every behavior problem under the sun. Defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
Hi, I'm Cheryl Crow, cancer survivor. Did you know there are 10 million people in the U.S. who have cancer? That's why it's great to know there are places like City of Hope Cancer Center that are on a fast track with research to find a cure. With new approaches like immunotherapy that use the body's own immune system to fight cancer. And they're helping create new drugs like Herceptin or Rituxan that are saving lives everywhere, every day. Now that's something to sing about. For more information, go to CherylCrowForHope.org.
Check and go.
Convenient and confidential.
Check and go. Prompt and professional. Check and go.
Above and beyond.
At Check and Go, you get real solutions to your real cash needs. It's completely confidential, and you always get the professional service you deserve. Call 1-800-561-CASH now for information. That's 1-800-561-CASH. Or visit checkngo.com to apply for a loan online. Cash advance is subject to certain terms and conditions. See website for details. Ohio license number 750310. Rhode Island license check casher.
Randy Rhodes, today at 4. Right now, Jay Marvin on AM 760, Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 7:50, 10 minutes away from 8 o'clock. Increasing clouds, 37. You can get around out there, but be careful. Any closing information you need, am760.net. It's open phones at 303-713-7600. Christy Harvey coming up after 8 o'clock. Greg coming up right now on the phone from Westminster. Greg, you're on. What's up?
Hey, I wanted to talk to you. It kind of relates to the storm, too. I talk to you now and then. One of the things is how the a lot of the neocons, the right-wing talkers, there's a word that they lack, actually two words, which is compassion and empathy. It tends to be surround them. They don't really look at another person and look at them in a way if they're in need or compassion or if they have a situation that people, they seem to have this idea that people are out to get them or
yeah.
after them.
Yeah, I think it's very, very true. What they generally have is a big listenership that is a hallelujah corner of people who agree with them, that they are not capable of breaking down and or discussing any kind of really complex social, moral, or political issues that require any kind of extensive give and take or debate, and that, yeah, most of their main function is about preaching the idea that man or woman is an island unto themselves, and that the world is there for your taking and that you should get as much as you possibly can.
Oh, yeah, definitely, I agree. And that kind of relates to the storm and the interesting thing with that. Yesterday I have a four-wheel drive. I put chains on it, and I spent all of the day pulling people out of snowdrifts. And people did. You did see that spark of compassion where other people would stop and help dig people out. But does that carry through in the rest of their lives? It makes me wonder. And then it gets to the relationship of how does that, where does that come from? Does it come from their upbringing, where their parents talk? I think you need to call even your parents. When your parents use certain words or whatever that tend to be prejudiced, you need to call them on it. I do. I say, you can't say that. That's old thinking. That's wrong. And a lot of times they're just really surprised because it's how that they grew up. They'll talk about a certain people group or a certain type of people, whether it's immigrants or whatever, and it's like, hey, what are you talking about here? That I can't believe you still believe that way. You know, where did that come from? And there's other people, they develop that on their own. They just totally outside of compassion, thinking about the other person. But yesterday was a good example of where people were really helping other people. It was just it was wonderful to see that, where people could see where other people were struggling through the snow, you know, how trying to dig their car out, you know, panicking for one reason or another, the cars in traffic. Other people would stop their cars and, you know, literally risk themselves to help this other person. It was really nice to see.
Yeah, that is good, and it is gratifying to see. And, you know, you do raise a really good question. I mean, the question, which I don't know the answer to, is how do you become a conservative, or how do you become a liberal, and what shapes you to go down that road? Where do you get that? Do you get that from your upbringing? Do you get that from your from the environment that you were brought up in? Did you have an epiphany at some point in your life where you realized that you could connect with this philosophy? You know, it's something to think about. I mean, I don't know how people... I don't know what tends to sway people and what tends to make them reach the conclusions that they reach. And I also don't understand sometimes how things are just so plain and how people at times can't see it.
Yeah, I don't understand where it comes from. I wish there was a pill that you could give somebody and all of a sudden just for 15 minutes they would feel compassion towards others. And you asked the question, are you afraid of Muslims? No, I'm not afraid of Muslims. No, I'm not afraid of white people because of, you know, Timothy McVeigh. No, it's everybody's an individual. You know, one of the things, I met a guy who happened to be an imam, and he was trying to hide it, and then when I found out, I asked him a really tough question, and it just blew him away. He had no idea that I had any inkling of what he was saying. I asked him an off-the-wall question that anybody wouldn't know. I asked him specifically, and this is the foundation of the idea in compassion, where they come from. I asked him, why was Muhammad so reluctant when the archangel came down and wrestled him? It freaked him out. He didn't know, why would I know that?
Yeah.
Very, very important question.
Yeah, he was shocked about that.
He was.
Sure. Because he looked at you and probably you figured, how would this guy have this kind of, how would he possess this kind of information? There's a lot of ignorance about Islam. I mean, I'm not as up on Islam as I should be, even though I've got two versions of the Quran in my house and have read from the Quran on and off, but I'm not as up on it as I should be. And I would venture there are some Americans who have never, I'm sure there's more than some of it, so there's a lot of Americans who have never even seen a Quran.
Oh, I'm sure. And when I asked him the question, his answer was really interesting because it relates to everything today, because he didn't want his family and friends, Muhammad, to think that he was a radical crazy.
Yeah.
He said that he would think that he was a radical crazy. That it was just like, oh, and this was right after 9/11.
Yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sure, that makes perfect sense. Makes perfect sense. It's sad. It's sad that this goes on. This kind of stuff goes on in this country. Hey, Greg, thanks, man.
You bet. Talk to you later.
Okay, see you later.
Bye-bye.
Yeah, there's a lot of ignorance about Islam, and I don't know everything there is to know about Islam either. And it bothers me, but I'll tell you one thing's for sure. I'm not scared of Arabs, and I'm not scared of Muslims, and I'm not scared of Persians, and I'm not scared of... I'm not scared of people who are different than me. Does that have something to do with it? That we're naturally scared of people who are just not the same as we are. So we take people who are not the same and then we scapegoat them. Because right now in society, the two biggest groups of people that are being scapegoated are Muslims and Hispanics. I think. Hispanics, because if you have a Hispanic surname and somebody's never seen you or doesn't know you, the first immediate thing they think is, are you here legally? And you could have been born here. It's kind of that George Allen, let's give a welcome to Macaca moment, where he's talking to that guy working for Jim Webb, Siddharth. Let's show him the real America, the real Virginia. Welcome, Macaca. And here's a guy who's born in Virginia. This is as American as George Allen. All right, Christy Harvey's coming up next to the Center for American Progress. We'll go over some stories with her, and we'll take more of your phone calls this morning. It's good to have you along. Happy holidays from all of us here at AM 760, Progressive Talk. Woo!
760. Progressive Talk. Always on your radio. Always online. Live streaming brought to you by the National Ballet Academy of Denver. Listen to AM 760 on AM760.net. AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing list you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie, a service of InfoUSA, and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-700-9808. That's 1-800-700-9808. 1-800-700-9808.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk. KKZM, Fortin, Denver, Boulder. And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Lee Frank in Denver. Thousands of holiday travelers anxiously await reopening the airport in about 4 hours. This after 2 days and two long nights stranded in the terminal because of a blizzard, leaving runways buried under hip-deep snow. Only two of the six runways are plowed clean, so airport spokesman Chuck Cannon says a limited number of flights will take off today.
Some of these people are realizing, I think, that they may not make it where they want to go, and that's a tough thing.
Still stranded travelers can leave the airport with major roads well plowed, and there are places to go. Malls are open again for last-minute shoppers who spent the last 2 days snowbound. I'm Lee Frank in Denver. With more CBS News, here's Frank Sitapani.
From coast to coast and border to border, the holiday getaway is in high gear.
I'm Barry Bagnato at Washington's Reagan National Airport.
When I'm just talking to you, you have to have the paperwork. Yes, this is your lot.
Nowadays, you need to line up for security to get over the river and through the woods to grandmother's house or wherever.
San Jose, Costa Rica.
Where are you going today?
Portland, Oregon. Going back to see our families.
We go to Sanibel Island and stay at the same place we've stayed for 20 years for Christmas and New Year's.
Some lines are long, but they're moving steadily.
The storm in Denver meant four young Marines couldn't fly home from San Francisco in time for Christmas. And since they were underage, they couldn't rent a car either. But a perfect stranger overheard what was going on and offered a ride in the van he was renting. Chris Redland's mother, Glenda, says now she knows there really is a Santa Claus.
It absolutely blew the boys away because none of them were old enough to rent a car. And this gentleman said, hey, I can, and I'm headed there. Let's do it.
One of the biggest names in Major League Baseball is in trouble with the law. Miami police say they arrested Florida Marlins pitching ace Dontrell Willis early this morning on suspicion of drunken driving.
The officer pulled him over. When he got to the vehicle, he observed that he had the classic signs of somebody that's intoxicated, slurred speech, watery eyes.
Oh, there's no place like home.
Barry Como's holiday classic was this morning's wake-up music for the Discovery shuttle crew. There's no doubt the astronauts will be home for the holidays, but how they'll get home is up in the air.
Discovery Commander Mark Polansky has one priority, a safe landing.
Wherever the weather is good and the folks decide to bring us into, we'll be prepared to do that.
But the forecast is iffy here in Florida, and they're expecting high cross winds at the main backup site in California. So it may come down to White Sands Space Harbor in New Mexico, where the forecast is just fine.
It could be the perfect Christmas gift if the person you're buying it for happens to be a drug dealer. A former Texas narcotics officer is coming out with a video called Never Get Busted Again, full of tips on how to hide a stash and outfox drug-sniffing dogs. Barry Cooper tells his hometown paper in Tyler, Texas, busting marijuana users is a waste of resources. In early Wall Street trading, the Dow Industrial Average is down 54 points. NASDAQ is down 7. This is CBS News.
Well, we're here with CompUSA technology expert Meg Pixel.
Hi, Bob.
You know, last-minute holiday shopping is a tradition at my house, along with keeping Aunt Bertha away from the mistletoe.
Then head to CompUSA, open this Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight, with incredible last-minute holiday deals.
I knew waiting until the last minute would pay off.
Friday and Saturday, 6 a.m. to midnight at CompUSA. If you thought the deals were great the day after Thanksgiving, wait till you see these savings.
I'm going to CompUSA, 6 a.m. to midnight, Friday and Saturday.
Both days?
Anything to keep Aunt Bertha away from that mistletoe. She's very aggressive.
Honey, I'm not the best gift giver. Remember the Potholder of the Month Club? Not one of my finer moments. That's why I'm picking up Radio Shack gift cards for everyone. So if the kids want MP3 players or RC cars, they're set. Or for you, an LCD TV, digital camera, a wireless phone, it's whatever you want. So now I'll get credit for a great gift, and you don't have to return another candy cane sweater.
The perfect holiday gift, the Radio Shack gift card. Only at Radio Shack. Radio Shack gift cards cannot be redeemed for services.
Good morning. I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. Another grim night at the Plain Place. About 1,500 people spent yet another night out at DIA, some of them sleeping on cardboard boxes to insulate themselves from the hard, cold floors. Flights are expected to resume at noon today, but many of the stranded passengers will have to wait in line behind people who already have tickets to fly.
I was in a long line to find out my flight's going to be delayed, and I got here early so I could stand by, and she said, don't even bother standing by. She said, you're not going to get on. We're all booked.
And it's not just folks at the airport who are suffering.
It may be days before people can get out of their neighborhoods.
Most Colorado highways, including Interstates 25 and 70, are back open, but it could be days before the neighborhoods get plowed. Governor Owens asking people to help one another dig out. More stores and malls are hoping to open today, allowing shoppers to catch up on last-minute Christmas shopping following the storm. Most economists say Colorado retailers will be able to make up for much of those sales this weekend. They acknowledge restaurants may take a big hit. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News Update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. Well, folks getting out of the house and hitting the road, that sun glare posing a hazard now for some eastbounders. A slow and go along the turnpike, Sheridan to I-25. 6th Avenue stacked up out of Lakewood, and C-470 was loading up across Highlands Ranch. Also had a collision reported on Broadway there at C-470. I-25's been a problem all morning. We've got a new wreck northbound north of County Line. It's really jamming up traffic through that area. And cleanup southbound 25 at University, northbound 25 at 58th. Weather today, sunny through midday, clouds rolling in by afternoon, 35 for a high, right now fair and 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Take the stress out of hosting your holiday party this year with delicious party trays from King Soopers, piled high with meats.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Men, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, The Wicker Man, A Scattered Darkly, plus many more. The Video Station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
This is the Jay Marvin Show.
Jay Marvin.
On AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Could be wrong. I could be right. Could be wrong. I could be wrong. I could be right. I could be black. I could be white. I could be right. I could be wrong. I could be white. I could be black.
Good morning, 807. 7 minutes after 8 o'clock. Increasing clouds. High today, 37. Right now, though, sunshine out there. And the roads are passable, as you heard Gina talk about. But be careful when you're out there. The side streets are probably the biggest problem that you face. So if you don't have a four-wheel drive vehicle, consider that very carefully before you venture out. I didn't know this, but we don't have as many plows. This was indicated this morning in the paper. We don't have as many plows as, say, places like Pittsburgh, Chicago, and others, and we get more snow. Now, I didn't realize that we got more snow. So I got to read further into that article and see what that's about. But the thing is, those side streets are not plowed. Be careful on the way out. I did not have any trouble getting in this morning, but I had two things going for me. One, as I said before, I was in a four-wheel drive vehicle. That's number one. Number two, there's nobody out on the road at 4 o'clock in the morning, or hardly anybody out. So it isn't like there were cars that were stuck like the other afternoon. So I didn't have those problems moving in and out of traffic that a lot of you had perhaps in the afternoon. But point being, is, once again, if you're gonna venture out today, please be extremely careful, because the side streets are still messy, and what ends up happening is you take a wrong turn, a right or a left, and find yourself stuck. So we just want you to stay out of trouble, basically. Okay, have we got this thing electronically hooked up in there? Are we working it? We ready to go? So I'm sitting here juggling the balls in the air. Christy? Christy Harvey, do I have you? No, we don't have her. Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress was supposed to join us, but apparently Christy is not here, at least not electronically. Should we do this on the phone? There's no shame in doing this on the phone. We can do it that way. If the ISDN is not working, which I have no idea what.
Mountain Coin Machine Distributors has been supplying operators throughout the western U.S. with video games, vending equipment, jukeboxes, pool tables, coin-op equipment, and parts and service for over 50 years. Their friendly sales staff is eager to hear from you, and their large buying power will guarantee you a price that's competitive. Mountain Coin also specializes in home game rooms. If you're in the market for a pool table, jukebox, foosball table, air hockey, pinball machine, pretty much anything you can put a quarter in, they are the answer. Call 303-427-2133 or go to mountaincoin.com today.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
Phone rings at your small business. What happens? Voicemail? Not good. Did you know that 80% of the time a new customer calls and gets voicemail, they move on to your competitor? Can you afford to lose that much business? Didn't think so. So how do you focus on growing your business without being tied down to the phone? You call Office Evolution. That's what you do. For less than $100 a month, your phones could be answered by professionals who learn your business and know which calls to forward and which ones to screen. You'll look like the big shot that you'll eventually become if you sign up with Office Evolution. And speaking of big shots, you'll get treated like one at Office Evolution's 8 front range locations, where you'll have access to copiers, fax machines, conference rooms, and a great place to meet your customers. But I should warn you, your business will grow dramatically, because you'll never lose a new customer while Office Evolution answers your calls. You'll also have more time to focus on your business. And because Office Evolution is flexible and scalable, they can adjust to your company's growth, saving you thousands of dollars. To learn more, visit OfficeEvolution.com. Office Evolution. Someday, everyone will work this way.
No, everything else. I find my way home. I get into the house. Mary has CNN on.
Right.
This is like the big story.
It was huge. It was on. I have television screens all over the office, and it was on at one point all 4 networks at the exact same time, just showing the same footage over and over. I kept checking to make sure I wasn't on headline news or something that recycles every half hour. And all I could think of was, you know, we're still at war with Iraq, right? Afghanistan's going terribly. There's all this new stuff with Iran and nuclear weapons and the economy, and there's a lot of stuff I'm actually interested in and scared about, and I have to hear one more time that Rosie O'Donnell and Donald Trump don't really like each other.
Now, why is this a big story to America?
I think this is a big story to America because it happened this week when there is no other big news story because everyone else is on vacation. You know, Congress is closed down, the president's on vacation, everybody is home getting ready for the holidays, trying to order their hams, do all that kind of stuff, and that makes it very easy for these non-stories to work their way through. The other big story yesterday was that London had fog. When the fact that London has fog,
right,
is the big news story, papering wall to wall, all 4 news stations. That's when you know you're in trouble. And people also, you know, it's I think that the station's shied away from the actual news stories because it's right before Christmas, and frankly, the rest of the stuff going on in the world is scary and bad. You know, you don't want to do a three-hour show about how we are on the precipice of losing Iraq, destabilizing the entire Middle East, and perhaps changing life as we know it. So instead, let's do a little piece about how Rosie O'Donnell said something mean about Donald Trump's hair. That's my theory, which is in and of itself very depressing as well.
Well, my theory on this follows yours only to the fact that for as long as I have been in this business, and particularly for as long as I've been doing talk,
right?
This is the this is a tough time to do this kind of format because most people have their heads somewhere else and they're not focused in. And the news cycle, you're right, the news cycle has a tendency, the available news stories have a tendency to shrink out. And so what ends up happening is they end up taking these stories, which would normally end up on the pages of, say, your Sunday parade.
Exactly.
And they end up being blasted all over the place because they got to cover airtime and they don't have anything else really to cover it with.
Exactly. The last 2 weeks of December and the last 2 weeks of August, I've also found, are tough, very tough. And also, it's the corporate media cycle, you know. There's a very few huge corporations that basically own all of our media, and they are focused on their bottom line, and they don't want people being depressed and turning off the news when they're supposed to be on vacation and relaxed. And so I think that that lets some of these sillier news stories take a big precedence.
Yeah, I think so, too. All right. Let's talk about, it's 8:15, 15 minutes after 8 with Christy Harvey, the Center for American Progress. Let's talk about Robert Gates.
Let's talk about him, yeah.
Yeah, let's talk about Robert Gates. First of all, it seems to me that what's going on here is once again, we're being prepped and set up for the idea of a troop surge in Iraq, and that Gates sits down with these soldiers who you see video of, and he's eating, it looked like eggs,
right,
with them. You can't tell me that out of 135 to 140,000 troops stationed in Iraq, that there are not any significant amount of troops who think that we should get the hell out of there?
Oh, I'm sure there are. I'm sure those soldiers were very, very carefully selected. And
so but wait. So in essence, what's going on here is Gates and the government, along with the acquiescence of CNN, MSNBC, we don't count Fox, and all the rest of the news media, they're basically lying to us.
Yeah, actually. Or if not outwardly lying, they're at least massaging what we see and trying to shape what we view as truth. But I think it's very interesting because there was that one soldier who said, send more troops, we need more troops. And, of course, if you're a guy on the ground over in Iraq every day and you're getting shot at and people are putting roadside bombs next to you, of course you're going to want people there to help you. But that's on a very micro level. On the macro level, I think it's more important to see what the generals are saying, what the people creating the Iraq strategy are saying. And that's really telling. Colin Powell, who really knows his stuff about how to run a war, said, we don't need the troops. Don't send the troops. General Abizaid, who is the outgoing top commander of the entire Middle East, said on November 15th that he thought the wrong decision was to send more troops, and especially without a strategy. He was very vocal with that, and oops, surprise, they announced he's going to be retiring this week. General Casey, who's the actual top commander on the ground in Iraq, said he is not necessarily opposed to sending more troops, but for God's sake, don't send more men and women over there without a plan for what to do with them and a plan for how it's going to make it better. The Joint Chiefs of Staff said don't send more troops. So I think that's what we need to focus on, that the people who know how to run a war and the people who see the macro idea of what is happening with Iraq to a one are saying don't send more troops, especially if you don't know what to do with them. But the White House sees sending more troops as this quick fix idea that might not fix anything in the long term, but it might you know, make people feel more secure for a couple of weeks. And that's a really, really bad way to run a strategy.
But what's happening here with both the White House and Gates and the whole thing is we're getting greased again.
Absolutely. And we're going to continue to get greased, as you put it, until we stop listening to the president. Because I swear he's just in this for political reasons. He has gone deeply, deeply into cover your own booty mode. And I think he's at this point worried about his legacy and still not focused on the fact that we are about to lose this country because of decisions that he made and because he will not listen to the generals.
Is he in denial or is he in damage repair mode?
I think it's a little bit of both. I think above all, he is so sheltered. Oh, Jay, he's in this little teeny bubble surrounded with bubble wrap in a windowless room. He only knows what people will let him know, and if someone tries to let him know something he doesn't want to handle, he gets rid of them. Instead of saying, you know what, that is a hard truth for me to see, I understand there are no good options in Iraq, and we've got to make some tough choices. Instead he says, you know what, John Abizaid, maybe it's time for you to go. And come on, everybody, come in here, come and talk to me if you've got something that I want to hear. So you can't run a real and difficult situation like the war in Iraq when you are completely surrounded in cotton balls. You know, you got to take the tough choices. You got to take the hits.
All right, event coming up for folks like you who love this kind of stuff. I do too, but I don't have the discipline and the patience that you've got. Massive declassification of documents coming up midnight, December the 31st. Will the White House, will the government step in and stop it, or will they let it go forward? And what do you think we'll find out about?
I'm such a geek. I am so excited about this.
I know you are. I know you are.
It's so embarrassing. Everybody else is going to be, you know, Happy New Year's, have some champagne. I'm like, ooh, the National Archives is going to be
You're going to be home on your computer looking all this stuff up.
I won't be that bad, but definitely the next day, very early. Well, this is just kind of cool. I just think this is a cool story. Because back in the 90s, President Clinton noticed that we're spending literally billions of dollars to protect ancient documents from the Cold War, from World War II, that basically don't need to be classified. So he made a rule and said, unless you specifically tell me why a document should be classified, it's automatically going to be declassified if it's 25 years older or older. And everyone thought that President Bush was going to, because he's a secrecy freak, everyone thought that he was going to, you know, put the kibosh on this, and he didn't. And I think it's because he's a secrecy freak about things that are embarrassing to him. But, you know, if something's embarrassing to, say, Nixon, I don't think he cares all that much. So there are going to be hundreds and hundreds of millions of classified documents going back from Vietnam, Cold War, Camp David Accords, that are going to be declassified. And a lot of the FBI, CIA, NSA have gone in and tried to shelter certain documents and shelter certain areas. And they may have done too big of a job at that. There may be some very interesting things we won't be able to see. But there's so many documents, you know some really good stuff is going to slip through the cracks. And I'm pretty excited. The FBI alone is declassifying 270 million pages of classified documents.
Hmm.
I'm hoping for some grassy knoll stuff. You know,
You don't think that's going to be in there, do you?
I don't, but I think there's going to be some interesting stuff about Vietnam. I know that they know that there are some classified documents about, for example, the Gulf of Tonkin and like that. So, you know, if you are remotely interested in history or politics, or if you're just a big old dork like I am, it's just kind of a cool event that's going to happen and sort of exciting. But it's going to take months, if not years, for historians to piece through these. There's so many pages. So little by little, it's going to be the gift that keeps on giving.
Boy, I'm tempted to ask you something, but if I ask you, it's going to set off a whole explosion here. I don't know if I want to do it.
Oh, dear.
Oh, God. All right, here's the hypocrite I am. The dichotomy that I suffer from.
Yeah.
I do not in any way, shape, or form believe that 9/11 was an inside job.
Right.
I reject all of those conspiracy theorists, and I will never let them talk about it on my show.
Good.
And they're mad at me about it.
No, I'm with you on that one.
But deep down inside, I feel that the CIA and the mob killed John Kennedy?
You know, there's the Kennedy assassination is one of the great conspiracy theories of all time. And there are so many little pieces that just don't add up. You don't have to be Oliver Stone to put them together to have a strange and slightly scary conspiracy theory going. And I think when you talk about things like the National Security Agency and the CIA, I think there are some things that go on that we don't know about. And you know what? A lot of the time, I'm cool not knowing about it. I think it's too scary to know about. But on things like the Kennedy assassination, you might be onto something, Jay.
The only reason I say this is because I once knew. I once knew the man that issued Lee Harvey Oswald his membership card in the Fair Play for Cuba committee.
No way.
Yeah.
That's a little piece of history right there.
And he told me that one, there was something not right about Oswald. Two, that Oswald was selling the organization's newspapers and selling memberships and keeping the money. And three, that they suspected him all along of being a government plant.
Wow.
Now, that's, you know, and when this guy told me this, I thought, yeah, okay. But I went and looked his name up. And it turns out it was him.
Really?
Yeah. You know, I've only had something like this happen to me twice in my life. No, three times.
Okay.
First time was this guy. Okay?
Yep.
Second time is, guy calls me up and says, I know a lot more about what goes on in Guatemala and in the CIA and what goes on with them than you think.
Right.
And I'd like to meet you someplace and talk to you about it. And I thought, yeah, all right, nutball caller. Turned out it was Philip Agee.
You had your own deep throat with Philip Agee.
Yes.
That's very interesting.
Yeah, for a couple of days,
what a
actually.
Scoop. What a scoop.
Okay, and then the last one was, I was on the air interviewing some guy about Cuba, and Felix Rodriguez called up and got on the air with me and told me about the fact that he had Che Guevara's Rolex watch and about Che Guevara's last living moments.
Oh, my goodness. And he was for real? He was valid?
Yeah, it was him, because he gave me a callback number, and I called back and verified it.
That's
and
incredible.
He's never talked to me on the air about it. I've never had any of these guys on since.
Right.
I just stayed away from it. But because you hear these guys talk, and you hear Agee, for instance, telling stories about running around the jungles of Guatemala with, you know, garbage bags of cash. And I remember Agee saying to me, here's what's going to happen. People are going to surround the papal nuncio where, Noriega is held up. And they're going to beat on pots and pans and demand that he come out. That's an old CIA trick. And sure enough, they did it. And just some of the other things these guys have told me have turned out to be right.
That's incredible. Well, maybe there'll be some more details in some of these documents, hey? I've had one scoop in my entire life. Someone called me and said that Ari Fleischer was registered for his wedding at Target. And so I went on and got Ari Fleischer's secret wedding registry and put it in the Wall Street Journal. That's my only scoop. It's not a very good one. He'd registered for Yahtzee and the Mel Gibson movie What Women Want.
Oh, now we know about Ari, right? There's also a rumor he's going to run for Congress.
And that was my big scoop. That's it. No,
right.
No Guatemala.
Have a very happy holiday. I won't talk to you again probably for about a month, but we'll get together as soon as I get back.
Sounds fantastic, and good luck with everything. And, yeah, Merry Christmas.
Yeah, we love you, Christy.
Thanks. Back at
you. Okay, talk to you. There's Christy Harvey from the Center for American Progress. She's the Director of Strategic Communications and also editor of Mic Check. All right, we'll go back to open phones at 303-713-7600. Anything you want to talk about is fine with me. I got four lines open, 827. Gina in traffic.
Thanks, Dave. Well, a lot of folks are definitely getting out on the roads now. Traffic building up across Front Range highways, even though travel is still discouraged. If you don't want to drive, you can hop on to RTD, which is running a reduced schedule. There's Sunday for Friday schedule today. Of course, light rail a good option as well. If you do decide to drive, side streets far from normal, many still unplowed and impassable. Hopefully, CDOT will be getting to those today or tomorrow. Weather today, looking for sunny skies through the midday hour. Clouds will be rolling in by this afternoon. 35 degrees for a high. Tonight, increasing clouds. cold and 14. Right now, fair 25 degrees. I'm Gina Michaels, AM 760 Progressive Talk.
You can live truly debt-free on just the money you already make using my proven system. Let me send you a free tape today that shows you how. Hi, I'm John Commuta, creator of the Transforming Debt into Wealth system. My system doesn't consolidate your debt. It eliminates it, no matter how much debt you have.
I'm completely debt-free now, thanks to John Commuta.
Call now and I'll rush you my free tape. Call 1-800-500-1142. That's 1-800-500-1142. 1-800-500-1142.
Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services remind listeners that more teenagers die in car wrecks than any other way. Over 5,000 per year. Please caution your kids about drinking, drugs, distractions, reckless driving, and their future records. Because even though you can't go everywhere your kids go, your words can. This is from Delaware North Company's Travel Hospitality Services, operators of Red Rock Bar, Lefty's Colorado Trail Grill, Lefty's Mile High Grill, and Lefty's Front Range Grill at the Denver International Airport.
The professionals at Kemp and Hoffman remind everyone that America's greatest natural resource is her youth. Know the dangers of drug abuse and inform your children early. If you or someone you know needs help, call 1-800-662-HELP. This message is courtesy of Kemp and Hoffman in North Glen. For professional and quality service and quality excavation services, call 303-294-0775 and put their years of experience to work for you. Kemp and Hoffman are on the air this holiday season for kids' sake.
Saturday, for one day only, the Joseph A. Bank Buy One, Get One Free Sale. Buy any dress shirt in the store at a regular price, and your second of equal or lesser value is free. Consider any sweater, any tie, any sports shirt, any pants, even any suit. Buy one, and your second is free. Plus, extra bonuses. All cashmere sweaters, $99. We're opening early at 7 with all cashmere blazers, $199. That's $595 cashmere blazers, $199. From 7 a.m. until 1 p.m. It's Saturday only at Joseph A. Bank. Buy one, get one free. Plus, cashmere blazers, $199.
Joseph A. Bank at Aspen Grove Lifestyle Center, Flatiron Crossing, Cherry Creek, Inglewood, Loveland, and Colorado Springs. Now open in Aurora and coming soon to Lakewood and Stapleton.
Another holiday season and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home.
I just want to go home.
Happy holidays to you and your family.
Let me go home.
All over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk. Let's bring our military.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
Mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil. Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
Hey, 32 minutes past the hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. All right, yesterday you're stuck in the snow. USIJ, this is it, man. This is it. This is it. No more. I'm going to get a front-wheel drive vehicle. I'm going to get an all-wheel drive vehicle. I'm going to get a four-wheel drive vehicle. Well, a place to go do that is Rocky's Autos, and why not do it this Saturday? Why not do it now? Get out there and check out that selection, man. They have got a huge selection, over 650. Clean, late-model vehicles out there. Everything you can think of, that's where Mary and I got our little SUV, and it runs really good. I mean, I had no trouble yesterday at all. And this Saturday from noon until 4, Santa will be there, so you can bring the kids out to see Santa, and then you can go look at the adult toys. And this is the time that you wanted to get a four-wheel drive vehicle or an all-wheel drive or front-wheel drive. then this is the place to go, and it's the time to do it. Go to RockiesAutos.com and check out the inventory online for yourself. Please pre-qualify for a car loan. Ask for Steve or Jason. And cut down a little bit of time there, see what they got, and then head on out there and get what you need, because they've got it. And also, don't forget their matching down is going on, up to $1,500, $1,500, whatever you put down. Rockies will match it up to $1,500, and you'll have $3,000 towards your next vehicle. Matching down Santa Claus and all-wheel drive, front-wheel drive, four-wheel drive vehicles. How can you beat it? It's all going on at Rockies Autos, and it's the best place to shop. See my friends out there, Marv Alshear, Spanky Herrera, Gerard Menard, Freddie Labrato, all the gang out there that works so very, very hard. It's just a great place to be. And happy holidays, too, from all the folks at Rockies Autos. Get out there to see them. They're good people. Rockies Autos, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal, just north of I-76, just south of the Boulder Turnpike. If this is the last year, the last winter, that you are going to get stuck in the snow because you want to do something about it, then the people to see are the people at Rockies Autos.
I wanted to be able to email Mom, so we got her a computer last Christmas, which she never uses. She says it's too complicated. So we bought her something really easy, a printing mailbox.
Introducing the HP printing mailbox, powered by the Presto service, the high-tech solution for low-tech loved ones. Right out of the box, it's easy to use.
Mom took it out of the box, plugged it into the outlet and phone, and presto, she was connected. I used to call her once a week, and now I email and send her pictures nearly every day. Easy for me, easy for Mom.
With Presto, anyone with a phone can receive email and photos without a computer. Find out more and ask about the special radio offer. Call 1-800-700-8550.
The biggest surprise, the kids. They're always emailing their grandma. They seem closer to her, more connected.
Connect with someone you love. Find out about Presto services and ask about that special radio offer. Available for a limited time only. Call 1-800-700-8550. 1-800-700-8550. That's 1-800-700-8550.
This is Ed Schultz. Keep it locked on to my buddy Jay Marvin. And then stick around for me from 1 to 4 p.m. right here on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Ooh, Zeppelin, whole lot of love.
You need it!
Your computer's just like your car. You don't want to learn to be a mechanic. You just want to drive the darn thing. This is John Hogan with PC Answers. Anytime you have a computer problem, call us. We're the mechanics for your computer, and we make house calls.
Call PC Answers today at 303-548-1414 or visit pc-answers.com or troubleshooter.com. That's PC Answers, 303-548-1414.
Yeah, we're playing only the Christmas cuts this morning. You busted us, officer. You got us.
Yeah, I'm watching. Oh, boy, you guys got a lot of snow out there.
Yeah, we did.
Yeah, I have a nephew stranded at the Denver airport there on his way back home to Thermopolis, Wyoming.
Well, I would have gone, Marion, I would have gone out there and got him.
Oh, I just found out about that last night. So,
well, how's the weather there?
Well, it's beautiful. It's mild. It's raining. It's about 50 degrees. We've had a really, really mild winter here in Chicago. We've had hardly any snow. In fact, the last 2-3 weeks had some rain, but the temperatures have been in the 40s and 50s.
Come on, officer. You love to be out there working the streets at 3 o'clock in the morning when it's 40 below.
Yeah, I was thinking about that today. I'll be going back to work over the weekend, so probably... maybe things will be heating up after the holidays. And, of course, it's always busy on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Do you have to work New Year's Eve?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
Uh-oh.
You go in there and you wait for the first homicide of the new year to come in. You know, 1 year it came in just about 45 seconds after the new year, you know.
Yeah, who draws the first homicide of the year?
Well, unfortunately, it's going to probably be me because I'm going to be first up because it'll be my first day back after having a couple of days off. So
so you're going to get the first homicide?
So I get the first homicide of the year.
Oh, man. Well, let's hope you don't have to. Well, wouldn't it be nice if you could get through the whole shift without one?
Well, that did. I've been a detective for about 8 or 9 years, and I think out of the 8 or 9 years, 2 years, we didn't have a homicide on New Year's Eve. Unfortunately, homicides were already up from last year. Most violent crime here in the city is down, but the homicides are up. But it's going to be, we're going to have under 500, but
Why do you think the homicides there are up?
Well, it's mostly gang and drug related, practically all of them. You know, way back in the day, most of your homicide victims knew each other even casually. But these days, there's very, very few domestic-related homicides. It's all pretty much gang-related, and it's directly tied to narcotics. You know, they're fighting over selling the drugs, and so they'll shoot one gang member, and then they'll retaliate and shoot another gang member. So it's pretty much all that. It's never over turf like on the old 50s music, 50s movies.
Oh, right, yeah, over the old 50s. Yeah, sure, they would fight over who had what block.
Correct. Yeah. Today, it's all narcotics related, you know, and it's.
What would happen if we turned around and legalized all that stuff?
Well, I have mixed emotions about that. I feel on the one hand, you know, you're going to take it out of, but then they'll just turn to other. Then they'll probably just turn to prostitution and extortion and stuff.
All right. What happens if you legalize prostitution?
Well, I think you're setting up all other kind of social kind of ills. If we have,
I mean, the mayor's in office there. He's a prostitute, and it's legal.
Yeah, the only thing we could hope for is ask Santa to get the mayor indicted. He, in fact, it was the filing this week because the election for mayor is going to be in February, and he has just token opposition. In fact, the city clerk is running against him, and I never thought I'd see the day where he'd be backed by some of his most staunchest African-American foes. You know, they're backing him. So he has two token opposition. So unfortunately, he's going to be in for re-election again, you know.
Yeah, what he's being backed by these foes. What are they getting? What is he giving them? What are they getting out of it?
You know, one of his biggest foes was Dorothy Tillman, who...
Right, I know Dorothy, right? Yeah.
She, for those who don't know, she's African-American female who was pretty vocal against the Democratic machine here in Chicago, and for the first 2.5 terms, probably the mayor, she opposed him, but you know, he sent some jobs her way, and now she's more quiet. She'll criticize him sometimes, but for the most part, she just remains silent because they throw some jobs their way, and that's the thing. People go to their alderman, they're elected official. What do they want? They want a job for themselves or somebody in their family. So, and it's really terrible. I mean, people in Denver, in Boulder, they couldn't even begin to think. I mean, I get in arguments with people all the time, even the progressives, like the Democratic machine in Illinois and Chicago. They won't allow progressive candidates to run. They get them kicked off the ballot all the time.
Well, that's because they want to slate their own people.
Oh, of course. I guess. Yeah, that's true. But if we're truly the Democratic Party. But
you know that it has never truly been that way, and
yeah, true.
In the city, and it never has, and it never will be.
Yeah, I know. I just kind of hope for, and then when I meet our friend Bill the Red and Mac sometimes, and discuss a little treason, as they said in The Quiet Man, you know.
Yeah.
But
and they try to feed that to you, but you know you got to feed the back to them that it has never been that way. I mean, you're talking about a city where either you're good to your alderman and you're good to his people, or, hey, maybe your snow doesn't get removed.
Correct. Oh, yeah. Well, I don't know so much about that, but stuff like jobs and even temporary summer jobs and things like that and extra, yeah, you're right, extra stuff done around on your block, of course.
That's right. Never gets fixed.
Right.
So, I mean, that's how they've run it there. And you're right. It needs to be broken up. It's been needed to be broken up forever and a day, but and someday somebody will come along, and someday somebody will do it. I mean, somebody will catch them. You
yeah.
know, Harold Washington was always a great hope that it was going to happen under him.
Correct, yes. He was a truly progressive candidate, and unfortunately, you know, he died too soon, and unfortunately the movement died with him. But we can only hope that someone can come along and resurrect the movement, but... We'll have to wait and see. The only thing we can hope right now is get out of this foolishness in Iraq. And I get in arguments all the time with coworkers about, you know, building up the troops. And I always say it's pretty easy to say that when you don't have a kid that might have to go over there. That's why I always thought old guys like us, when they tell people, oh, send more troops over there, well, you don't have to go over there. Your kids don't have to go over there. So.
Yeah, well, old men always send young men off.
Right.
To die, but what are your staunch right wing coworkers saying now about what's going on over there, where people are now starting to openly admit that we're losing?
Well, I think, you know, naturally they're pretty much supporters of the president, so they just look at it and they always bring up Vietnam. We should have sent more troops over there. So basically, they say just flood it with troops and then we can overrun them and win it, which is ridiculous. At what price is glory, you know? And when we pull out of there, I always give them the argument that when we pull out of there, how long do you think before a, it wouldn't be administration, but before whatever government we want to have set up there is overthrown and someone else gets in there? It happened in Vietnam. It happens all over. And that's exactly what's going to happen again.
Yeah. All right. What are you doing for Christmas?
Well, I'm going to have my folks and Michelle's folks over and, you know, just have a little quiet Christmas. I'll be going that night, but that's about it.
All right. Well, it's good to hear your voice. And,
yeah.
You're the best, man.
I miss you and Mary a lot. You know, you're good friends of ours, and we miss you here in Chicago. I miss you professionally here in Chicago. It's terrible here with right-wing radio, but at least thank God for the Internet.
Yeah, you got it. We keep in touch that way, and we'll hook up again, and maybe we'll put something together where we can hook up this summer.
Right, that sounds good. And Merry Christmas to all my comrades, and keep up the fight there in Denver Boulder. I kind of envy the progressives out there. You got a progressive movement, which we don't have here in Chicago.
Well, yeah, sure. They got you.
Well
they got
no wonder we're losing.
Oh, you're the best. 19 Paul,
all right,
brother.
19 Paul. Love you. Bye.
Love you, too. Stay safe. No job, big or small, can't be covered by a 19 Paul. All right, 844. Should we, we'll take a break, and then we'll talk to Preston, who wants to talk about hatred towards Muslims. It's open phones. Anything you want to get into this morning at 303-713-7600. And I got three open lines. It was good to hear from Tommy the Commie in Chicago, who is a homicide detective and one of my oldest friends there. And really a good guy. Good police officer, good people all around. And has a funny sense of humor. And I only wish some of you could read some of the things sometimes that he sends me about people on the job, as he says. So, you know, you hang around with cops and you start talking like them, too. Like, Tommy's just coming off furlough, and, you know, you start getting into all of this kind of stuff. 8:45, 15 away from 9. Let's check out traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. We're still dealing with a lot of wreck activity due to the hazardous conditions. Got a couple of problems on westbound I-71 at Colfax, another west of I-25. Still have stop-and-go traffic down south on northbound 25 there, north of County Line, where we had a two-car. It is jamming up traffic all the way back to C-470, including on those transition ramps, actually to E-470 as well. Multiple spin-outs, still a problem westbound I-70 near Colorado, including the ramp. And northbound 285 reported to be very treacherous before the Morrison exit. Now, that's right through your construction zone where it goes down to one lane. You want to use extreme caution there. Weather today, patchy, dense fog early, sunny through midday, clouds rolling in by afternoon, 35 degrees for a high. Right now, fair and 25. I'm Gina Michaels, AM760, Progressive Talk.
I'm Stone Quaid.
Al Franken.
Very successful tour. Everybody, it was just a fabulous show. The cheerleaders are terrific this year. They came on as the Taliban cheerleaders, as they always do. Today we went around in helicopters to forward operating bases in Kuwait, and they didn't have terrific things to say. And then I asked them, well, what is the opinion of most of the troops? And finally the answer was, I can't tell you.
Al Franken. Weekday mornings at 10 on AM760. Progressive Talk.
When you're looking to build a new facility, there's a lot riding on your shoulders. You need to get it built quickly. And most importantly, you need it to stay within budget. What you need is a pre-engineered steel building from Anthem Steel. You won't believe how much you'll save in both time and money with a brand new built-to-last steel building. You select the size, you select the style. For free information, call Anthem Steel at 1-800-700-5085. That's 1-800-700-5085. 1-800-700-5085.
Not available in all states. Exclusions and limitations apply.
How come there's a for sale sign in front of the Matthews house?
I heard Bob never got around to getting life insurance before he passed away. The expenses are just too much for Sue to handle.
Thank goodness we just got life insurance from Stonebridge Life.
That's something we've been putting off.
Well, don't put it off. It was so easy. All it took was one phone call, and we were done. Let me get you the number.
If you need life insurance, why not get it done now, quickly and easily with Stonebridge Life Insurance Company? If you're between 18 and 45, you can go through our express application right over the phone. You'll know in minutes if you're approved for up to $250,000 of term life insurance for less than you ever imagined. Just call 1-800-900-3389. There's no medical exam, no agent visit. Your acceptance is based on information provided. So just one call takes care of it all. If you have a family, you need life insurance. So make this important phone call to Stonebridge Life and find out more today. 1-800-900-3389. That's 1-800-900-3389.
Sony presents Peyton Manning for the Sony HD Test Drive.
Confused about HD TV? I was. The Sony HD test drive makes choosing the right television set a snap. Go to Sony Style. Learn how you can do a side-by-side comparison to choose a great Sony high-definition TV and get everything you want for watching football or any sport. Test drive the Sony Grand Vega SXRD TV with full HD 1080p resolution and find out why the pros are raving. You'll see for yourself why a sports fan's best friend is a Sony HD TV.
Come on into Sony Style now and take advantage of great extended financing offers on select Sony HD TVs. These financing offers will only be around for a limited time, so stop into Sony Style today. Come on in for a test drive and find the right HD TV for you. Sony, like no other. Come see why.
Now that she's out of her glasses, she loves the way she sees. I love the way she looks, and we both love that her LASIK was so affordable.
My wife threw away her glasses after 21 years of wearing them, and that makes her happy, which makes her more beautiful.
How are women across America seeing better and looking better for a lot less? With LASIK from the LASIK Vision Institute. We've made LASIK affordable for everyone, so there's no reason to put off this life-changing experience any longer. And our highly skilled surgeons use the same safe, FDA-approved technology as other providers. The only difference? We offer our procedures for a fraction of the price.
At these prices, I tell anybody, don't wait. Just do it.
Request a free information kit that will answer all your questions about LASIK and show you just how affordable it can be. Call 1-800-700-9104. The LASIK Vision Institute. Better vision at a better value. Call 1-800-700-9104. That's 1-800-700-9104. 1-800-700-9104.
What the right wing fears the most. Jay Marvin on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
It's 8:50, 10 minutes away from 9 o'clock here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. Increasing clouds, high today 37. Be careful out there driving. Jay Marvin, your faith and values correspondent here on AM 760 Progressive Talk. 303-713-7600. And let's go to Preston, who's been hanging on. Preston, you're on.
Hey, Jay.
Hey, Preston.
Good luck with your procedure.
Well, thanks.
I work with somebody who had that done, and she's been really happy with the results.
Well, man, I hope it works out okay. But, you know, you just got to give it a try.
Definitely. A couple of things. I wanted to mention, first off, since it's the spirit of gift-giving and that kind of thing, for the teachers in your audience or people who may know teachers, there is a group of people who are giving away 50,000 copies of the Al Gore film, An Inconvenient Truth. And if they go to participate.net, they'll find out more about how they can potentially pick up a free copy of that DVD for their classroom.
Okay, where is that again? Where do they go?
It's participate.net.
Okay.
And I believe that's the website of a production company that's been making several important films, including An Inconvenient Truth, Good Night and Good Luck, the one about Edward R. Murrow, and other thoughtful films. I think it's funded, actually, by a rich person doing a lot of good things with his wealth. I think it's the founder of eBay who's put a lot of money into making very thoughtful productions. And, yeah, and he's involved in giving away 50,000 copies of this important film. And, you know, a lot of the critics are waiting for the definitive proof about global warming. And, you know, the thing about that is that by the time we get that proof, it may be too late.
Right.
And I think as with, you know, potential militant attacks on us, we don't know whether they're going to happen, but we should take some precautions. It would be prudent. And likewise with our environmental security, we should take some precautions.
I agree.
Actually, I was reading the companion book to An Inconvenient Truth, and there's this great quote from Upton Sinclair that says, "It is difficult to get a man to understand something when his salary depends on his not understanding it." And I think that applies also to what we're seeing directed towards Muslim people right now. You know, we do have a big military-industrial complex. We do have a lot of people both emotionally and economically invested in going to the Middle East, getting their resources. Companies like Walmart want to move into the Middle East. And the Middle East has in the past had all sorts of protections for their own local economies, to protect them against, you know, big corporations coming in and kind of messing up things for locals.
So, but you think that that's what drives the average person's fear about Islam? Or do you think it's the fact that that the government and the government officials and that people who know better don't take the time to delineate between people who are hell-bent on doing terror and people who are just hell-bent on, and the hell-bent's not the right word, people who are just, their only driving desire in life is to live like the rest of us and worship a god of their choice.
That's right. And I don't think those root causes are what's driving most people. I think those root causes are driving people who are spreading the mythology that might be driving other people. You know, I think people like Hugh Hewitt and Robert Spencer and Tony Snow, they probably are heavily invested in stocks that are going to do well in this sort of warfare. But what they do, they don't want to talk about that stuff because they can't rally the part of the population to that kind of war. What they do is spread a mythology of war and to talk about the good versus evil. I think the most helpful book on this issue is a book by Chris Hedges called War is a Force That Gives Us Meaning. And he talks about the whole the psychology and the mythology involved and how to get people to rally against the other and that we're pure good and they're pure evil and that people can feel part of something bigger than themselves and to take part in something noble and all sorts of alluring things like that that drive people to accept some of this, what's basically, what Chris Hedges says, is basically organized murder, which is against our nature.
Well, you know what it is? It's pablum. It's crap. It's nonsense. It's BS. I mean, the idea that a conservative columnist goes after Barack Obama because Barack Obama's middle name is Hussein, and therefore, I mean, that's character assassination. But even worse than that, it's just it
impoverishes us. In so
you
many
know,
ways.
That's the thinking of a six. That's the thinking of somebody who's like 16.
That's right. It's bullying behavior, and some people rally behind the bully because they themselves are very frightened. You know, either they're frightened of the bully and what the bully might do to them if they're not obedient, or sometimes they're frightened of the reality. You know, if you've been, say, a pilot for an A-10 Warthog, or you've been pulling the trigger on a 50-caliber machine gun, killing all these people, you do not want to believe that you're part of something wrong and unjust. You much rather want to be deceived.
Well, I think that's true no matter what we do in life.
That is true, and we're all part of it. You know, you don't have to be a soldier. You don't have to be a worker at Lockheed Martin to be partially culpable in what's going on. We all put our tax dollars into this stuff. Thankfully, one of your advertisers, I've only heard the ad a couple times, but there's this huge movement called the Socially Responsible Investment Movement.
Oh, right, yes. Uh-huh.
And your advertiser, I think it's PAX World Fund.
Yes.
They're directing billions and billions of dollars into other endeavors that don't involve war making or nuclear power and stuff like that. They're helping to build the renewable energy infrastructure. They're into mass transit, schools, healthcare, that kind of thing. And so there's that kind of hope that we can contribute to.
Well, see, I think there's great hope. I'm real positive. I think there's great hope. I think 07 is going to be a great year. I think that the American people, not people who listen to this radio station or even the people who listen to the right-wing talkers. I'm talking about the people out there who are not news junkies, who are busy leading their lives, but I think that they have reached the position where they are tired of fighting. They're tired of the cheap shots. They're tired of the arguing. And what they want is they want things solved. They want us out of Iraq, because the polls indicate that. Now, by a bigger margin than ever before, it's up to like 75%, 76%.
Yeah.
They want energy independence. They want other things done. They're waiting for somebody to step forward. And hopefully, and I believe that they will, and I believe the person to do that is Barack Obama, will step forward. And I believe things in this country are in the middle of a shift and are going to continue to shift. And I see nothing but a bright future ahead for us, because I think we're smart, I think we're talented, and I think we get it, and I think a lot of people have for a long time sat and said nothing, and I think they're sick and tired of sitting and saying nothing. Preston, okay. I got to run, man. Listen, I'll be back in 3 weeks.
Great.
So,
look forward to it.
Keep the fires warm, and we'll talk to you then.
Right on, man. Peace.
Okay, take care. Peace.
Bye-bye.
All right, we'll continue. Last hour here on AM 760 Progressive Talk, and then I'll be gone for about 3 weeks. And so they'll have a whole multitude of folks sitting in for me. So if you want to talk on anything you want to talk about, last hour, last shot coming up.
This is Al Franken, AM 760 Progressive Talk, broadcast in high definition. Why? Because it just sounds so darn good. Find out how to get your hands on an HD radio on AM760.net.
Top three reasons I'll be at the Home Depot this weekend. Number three, more power tools, less money, one happy dad. Number two, my house is festive, but it could be super festive. And number one, post-holiday prices without waiting till post-holiday.
Right now at the Home Depot, get 20 to 40% off select power tools through January 1st and save up to 50% off select holiday decorations while supplies last. Only at the Home Depot. You can do it. We can help. Valid in U.S. only. See store for details.
Statistics say that 4 out of 10 high school students will drop out of high school. But sometimes the difference between dropping out and finishing is a boost.
I sort of got messed up into gangs, and this one girl named Mom Maria, she just told me to get my things straight. And ever since then, she's been there for me.
10 real-life at-risk students are filming their year, so you can see what it's really like trying to get through high school. Go to boostup.org to see their stories and give someone you know a boost so they can finish. High school is hard. Graduating is harder. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Jay Marvin, Al Franken, Ed Schultz, Randy Rhodes. This is AM 760, Progressive Talk.
KKZN, Fortin, Denver, Boulder.
And on AM760.net.
CBS News, I'm Lee Frank at Denver International Airport. It's reopening in a few hours after 2 days of no flights grounded by a blizzard. Deep drifts of snow still cover some runways. Only two are fully plowed, ready for takeoffs and landings. Not all of the thousands of stranded travelers will get on planes today, but at least they can leave the airport instead of another night sleeping on the terminal floor.
It wasn't very comfortable, but we got used to it.
You have to be patient. You can't be mad at Mother Nature.
It's now warm and sunny with high mounds of snow lining plowed sidewalks, driveways, and streets. Last-minute shoppers are heading to mall stores, open again. I'm Lee Frank in Denver. Now with more CBS News, Nick Young.
Well, CBS News correspondent Mark Strassman says like a big stone dropped into a pond.
Denver's snow became Chicago's delays. And Elise Hansen's flight from Atlanta to Vegas, a bad bet, canceled.
And I've been sitting at the airport for 4.5 hours trying to get a flight out, and the only thing they can do for me is a one-way ticket for $1,000.
On the other side of the Atlantic, pea soup fog still has London's Heathrow Airport socked in. The weather's blamed for disrupting flights affecting 40,000 travelers. High above the travel chaos on Earth.
Oh, there's no place like home. For the holiday.
A seasonal wake-up for the crew of the space shuttle.
Good morning, Discovery. We hope you agree with us that there's no place like home for the holidays, because we hope to see you back here on Earth later this afternoon.
And we can't agree more.
Discovery returns today, weather permitting, at one of the three landing sites in Florida, California, or New Mexico. Five more U.S. troops are dead in Iraq. The deaths in Anbar province bring the number killed this month to 76 and bringing the total number in the war to close to 3,000. Defense Secretary Robert Gates has wrapped up his visit to Iraq. He plans to brief President Bush this weekend. Major League pitcher Dontrell Willis has had a run-in with the law.
Well, unfortunately for Mr. Willis, he decided to get behind the wheel of a car while intoxicated.
Bobby Hernandez with the Miami Beach Police. Willis, who plays for the Florida Marlins, was arrested when police allegedly saw him get out of his car to relieve himself. He failed a sobriety test. It is nothing short of a medical marvel. CBS's Larry Miller has that story.
23-year-old Hannah Kersey from southwest England gave birth to triplets. Nothing unusual about that these days, but what is unusual is that Hannah has two wombs and two babies grew in one, the third in the other, and that could get the mom into the Guinness Book of Records. Three daughters, Ruby, Tilly, and Gracie, were born in September, 7 weeks premature, but they're home now and doing great. They're believed to be just 70 women in the world who've had a baby in each womb. This is the first recorded case of two womb triplets. Larry Miller, CBS News, London.
And checking Wall Street, right now the Dow is down 40 points, the NASDAQ off 6. This is CBS News.
Are you thinking about buying one of those inexpensive memory foam mattresses? Think again. Tempur-Pedic is the only mattress made from authentic Tempur material. The one that shapes and contours to your body, guaranteeing a restful, rejuvenating night's sleep. Those knockoffs don't even come close. Call Tempur-Pedic today at 1-800-805-3495, and they'll send you a free video, a sample of the proprietary Tempur material, and a 90-day trial certificate. You won't get that from those other guys. Tempur-Pedic is the real deal. Call 1-800-805-3495.
Hi, I'm David Orrick. 40 million Americans suffer from allergies, 17 million from asthma, 37 million from sinus infections. Here's the thought. Change the air you breathe. An Orrick Professional Air Purifier completely renews the air in an average-sized room every 10 minutes. Try it free for 90 days. Call 1-800-989-4200. That's 1-800-989-4200.
Good morning, I'm John M. with an AM 760 local news update. A makeshift shelter of cardboard boxes near a United Airlines ticket counter has now given way to long lines of people snaking around DIA, travelers hoping upon hope to get their canceled flights rebooked as soon as possible.
Relieved to finally get a plane ticket. Yes, we've been in that line for 4.5 hours.
Would-be passengers had bedded down under cardboard trying to protect themselves from drafts and those cold, cold floors. Two of the airport's 6 runways expected to reopen at noon, but a lot of people stranded by canceled flights may have to wait several more days before getting out of town. That's because the planes leaving today will carry mostly new passengers who already had seats reserved. The stranded are on standby lists, so some of them may not be home for Christmas. Colorado's major highways and byways have reopened, but they're still slick and ice-packed in some areas. CDOT warning you, don't get carried away with your speed.
Our plows said that people were flying past them going 65 just when there was just a small smidge of tire track. So people just really need to be very slow.
And today's expected to be the start of a madhouse shopping weekend as stores and malls begin to reopen after the big storm. That's your AM 760 Progressive Talk News update. I'm John M. Now here's Gina Michaels with AM 760 Progressive Traffic.
Thanks, John. We still had several problems bogging down westbound I-70. Wrecks at Colfax, west of I-25 and at Colorado. Very icy conditions as well near that Colorado area. A lot of spinouts. We're shaking loose northbound 25 north of County Line. Still have traffic jammed up southbound 25 from 56th Avenue into the downtown area. And travel really still discouraged, especially if you plan to travel out of the city. The governor and law enforcement asking you to hold off on any long distance trips for another day or two until the highways are safer.
Whether today, business owners, if you want half-off paper clips, we can't help you. If you want half-off computers, we can't help you. If you want half-off letterhead or coffee mugs, we can't help you. But if you want to save up to half the cost on your new building, well, we can help you. We're General Steel, and we can get you a brand new steel building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, and it can be put up in about half the time. When you look around, you'll see that more and more businesses, churches, and schools are using steel buildings to save time and money. And what's more, you choose the size and you choose the look. Brick, stucco, or stone, whatever you want. If you want a new building for up to half the cost of conventional construction, call General Steel today. For your free information, call 800-330-8794. For a church, school, or gymnasium, manufacturing, warehousing, or retail buildings, call for your free information at 800-330-8794. That's 800-330-8794.
Are you in sales or do you own your own business? If so, I want you to think of a number. Think of the amount of money you'd like to make this year. Do you have it? Okay, so what's stopping you? It's not your drive. It's not your skills. Chances are it's your ability to find new leads. It's not easy. But what if someone had already done the work for you? What if with one phone call you could get your hands on as many new sales leads as you could handle and actually make that number you have in your head? It's not too good to be true. It's Sales Genie, the largest provider of the most up-to-date sales leads mailing lists and business credit reports. And they want to give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. No matter what you're selling or who you're selling to, Sales Genie has the sales leads and mailing lists you need. And right now, they'll give you 100 sales leads absolutely free. Call Sales Genie at 1-800-458-3263 and get 100 sales leads for free. Call 1-800-458-3263. 1-800-458-3263.
3263.
CheaperUsedAutos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at CheaperUsedAutos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips. And right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars. All with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
The world of international ballet has come to Denver. The National Ballet of Denver features the highest standard of classical ballet training. Study under internationally acclaimed dancers who founded and head both the company and the academy, conveniently located just four blocks south of Park Meadows Mall. The National Ballet of Denver offers world-class training in a challenging yet encouraging atmosphere. Classes are available for all ages and levels, whether you dance professionally or just want to experience this classical art form firsthand. High art has finally come to the Mile High City. Come see perfection in motion at their Winter Gala performance on December 2nd at the Takeo Loretta Heights Theater. See dazzling costumes and exquisite choreography. For more information, go to www.nationalballetofdenver.org. The National Ballet of Denver, taking classical ballet to new heights.
It's the biggest week of new releases in 2006, and the video station in Boulder has them all. Check out Little Miss Sunshine, Lady in the Water, All the King's Men, My Super Ex-Girlfriend, The Wicker Man, A Scanner Darkly, plus many more. The video station, 1661 28th Street in Boulder.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans, even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
Fact, and also, in which you stand your ground on issues that the people care about. And it is, too, it is important that something be done about what's happening with the killings that's taking place overseas and with the fellow veterans of all branches of the military. And I think that...
We have to stop this madness. We have to put an end to it, and we have to have a national dialogue about the things that we have done in the past and the things that we plan to do in the future. And we have to confront the reaction to our actions and to our plans. We have to confront them head on, and we have to decide what kind of world we're going to live in. Are we going to live in a world where we'll do our best attempt to sit down and talk to people and to work things out, or are we going to live in a world where our answer to everything will be the... a rifle butt. And I think the time has come that we need to get together, right, left, in the middle, and sit down and start to discuss these issues. But I think we have to be honest with ourselves over the things that we have done and the things that have gone on and the things that have been done in your name and my name and everyone else's name, and stop hiding from it and stop kidding ourselves.
I agree. Man, profoundly put, Jay, profoundly put. And it's right on target. And that even also speaks to the issues of what I really wish that I could see more of. Being age 50 here, that I can honestly say I don't have not one single, what I would call a friend or even associate of a different culture. and that's sad.
Really?
That,
you don't? Wait, are you saying, you're saying you have no, for instance, you have no Caucasian friends, no Hispanic friends?
None.
Why do you think that is? Do you think that is because you just are not a person who has a lot of friends, or you don't have a chance to meet them in your workplace, or you don't meet them socially? What do you think the answer to that is?
Well, I meet people, and I'm a very friendly person. I'm a very open person, a very sociable person, even though as far as getting out and running the streets, that's not really much where I am on that behalf, but yet I'm a very approachable person, and I choose to be that way. That's how I choose, and I always chosen to represent myself. I think what I've been finding is people are afraid of African Americans.
Really? You think so?
Oh, believe me. You kind of get the synthetic version of the friendly approach. And don't get me wrong, as I said, when I'm on my job, because it's the job itself is a variety of different cultures and ethnicities. Yet, as far as people wanting to embrace a friendship, I don't even get a remote impression of that. I just get the what I would call the work-related type of association, where people speak out of kindness, out of friendliness, and, you know, they laugh and they'll talk with you as long as we don't have to get close, as long as we don't really have to.
Well, see, I feel kind of guilty in having this conversation with you because I have to tell you something, for instance, about me.
Yes, sir.
I'm not a very social person.
Yes, sir.
I don't have a lot of friends. And most of my friends are living in other cities, and I've got two really close friends here, but I'm not the kind of person who would put myself in a position to meet a whole lot of people.
Sure thing. Sure thing. And by the way, too, yeah, I have to say this in fact, because I remember listening to you short of the day. Guess who I used to transport on my bus? Because I lived in Los Angeles for over 30 years. Mater Dei High School.
Oh, wow.
Are you familiar with Mark Ford Charter Bus Company that used to be out in Los Angeles?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Right. We used to transport your football teams and stuff. And Rosary High School, St. Joseph High School, all of them. So I'm familiar.
But, I, you know, you say you don't have any. I mean, have you tried to connect with people of other cultures? Have you tried to connect with other people and they're just standoffish? Or, I mean, what's happened in that degree?
Well, again, yeah, definitely, because, like I said, I put myself out there to be as far as approachable person. And, you know, I've offered both telephone numbers and everything else to begin or to establish, because that's where it needs to begin. It begins with, you know, offering a non-work-related type of association first. Communications, and then however it may grow from that process without it being any pressure involved one way or the other, then that's how it should go. But when people give you the impression, I don't mind talking to you at work, I don't mind being your friend here at work, but I really am not comfortable with inviting you into my life on a personal level, on a social basis.
Well, see, if you and I work together, I mean, I might not invite you into my life, but maybe the reason I wouldn't is because I have like a lot of unusual likes and dislikes, and I'm into stuff that most people I don't think are into. So,
okay.
In other words, they would end up being like, well, we would sit around and what would we have in common except maybe to discuss politics, and then I do that for a living, so it wouldn't be a situation where I would say, like, well, DW, hey, man, you want to come to my house and watch figure eight stock car racing?
Right.
Okay, and you would go, like, I have no, what the hell are you talking about? I have no desire to do that. Well, okay, see, so, I mean, we wouldn't, we wouldn't. See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yes, sir.
So,
yes, sir.
So I learned, like, a long time ago, since I had that, that I just don't bother to ever. In other words, I don't fish where there's. I don't put bait where there's no fish. See what I'm saying? So maybe that's. You know, maybe that's. Maybe that's. That's part of it. Tell you what, we got to continue this conversation at another time. We have to explore this because I don't really think all people are scared of African Americans. I think a lot of it has to do with what they have going on in their lives and what they think.
Okay.
The commonalities might be, and that they feel like maybe that there's no basis for a connection or they're unsure. We'll have to speculate more about this, and I'll be back in about 3 weeks. Call me.
Sounds good. You can count on it, okay, Jay?
All right, take care, man.
Take care of yourself, too, my man.
Happy holidays.
Much peace to you.
All right, see you later.
All right, bye.
Yeah, I mean, I'm into weird stuff, so I never call people always, say to people, well, do you want to come over to my house? Well, because, like, what do you like to do? Well, I don't know. You want to watch a Grand Prix race with me? You want to, I don't know, talk to my Welsh Corgi? All right, 9:17, 17 minutes after 9, 303-713-7600. He brings up an interesting point, though, DW, about how you form friendships with other people. And do you think people are scared of black people? White people are scared of black people? I don't really think so. I think it's like, I admit there's prejudice there, but I think it's, I don't know. How do adults become friends? You know, when you're kids, it's like when you go to school, right? But it's Like, how do adults...
You know the secret to reading 1,000% faster? That's right. The secret that could allow you to read 10 books in the time it takes others to read one. Hi, I'm Steve Glick, CEO of Infinite Mind. I'd like to send you a free demo of this secret, developed by a leading expert in brain function. Experience with this free demo the secret to reading 1,000% faster. Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Imagine how reading 10 times faster could help your whole family. Kids do better in school, teens can actually score higher on their college entrance exams, and busy adults can gain that ever-important edge at work. This free demo is only available for a limited time. Call now. Just think how reading 10 times faster could improve your life and the life of your family.
Call now to try this demo absolutely free. Dial 1-800-998-1814. That's 1-800-998-1814. 1-800-998-1814.
Thank you for calling for your risk-free trial of Proactive Solution.
Yeah, what's the catch?
Excuse me?
Your ad says I can try Proactive Solution risk-free, and it'll make my acne disappear? Sounds a little too good to be true.
Oh, no catch. We're so sure Proactive will give you beautiful, healthy-looking skin that we're going to let you try it risk-free just to prove it.
Okay, but I've tried a lot of different things for acne before, and they always make my skin itchy and flaky.
Well, that's why Proactive uses soothing spa-quality botanicals along with prescription-grade acne medicine to heal, hydrate, and soothe your skin while eliminating bumps and redness. But there is one thing I didn't mention.
A catch, right?
We're also going to give you a free refining face mask with your risk-free trial.
Wow, it's free?
To get your risk-free 60-day trial of Proactive Solution and free refining face mask, call 1-800-770-3807. You have beautiful skin under your acne. Let Proactive prove it. For your risk-free trial, call 1-800-770-3807. That's 1-800-770-3807.
We Icelanders live longer than you Americans and have the world's lowest rate of heart disease, stroke, and high blood pressure. What's our secret? It's omega-3 fish oil from the clean, cold waters of Iceland. And now our powerful omega-3s are available in America. Omega-3s that have twice the power of most omega-3s, and you can get a bottle of it from Iceland Health for free.
As a result of taking Iceland Health, my blood pressure has dropped tremendously.
I feel more flexible, and I feel like my energy is up.
Besides a healthier heart, our omega-3s can improve memory and energy and have powerful benefits for skin and joints. Find out how to get a free bottle and feel the difference for yourself. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Iceland Health Omega-3 made me feel 100% better.
The secret to a healthier heart is out. Get your free bottle of Omega-3 by calling 1-800-441-0299. Call 1-800-441-0299.
Turmoil of southern Mexico. Their only child, lost in the fierce jungles of Chiapas. How far will a desperate mother and father go to save their 10-year-old son from the clutches of pure evil? Tony Hayden's novel, The River's Edge, will force you to the edge of anguish and leave you questioning the depths of your own morality. The River's Edge by Tony Hayden. Buy it online or at a bookstore near you.
A talk show that thinks like you. The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Minutes after 9, increasing clouds high today, 37. Need closure information, am760.net. Open phones, 303-713-7600. Got three open lines, and we're hanging out here. We're just talking about it. And I was talking to a DW about meeting people and about how you find people who have things in common with you, and it's really hard. I don't have much in common with anybody, so I stay pretty much to myself. Here's John in Lakewood. John, you're on AM760. Good morning.
Morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hi, how are you doing?
Good.
You made it to work okay, huh?
Yeah, man, no problem this morning. Well, a little screwy on the side street, but once I got to the main road, I was okay.
Yeah, same way out here in Lakewood. Anyway, there's an article, this gets back to Iraq in the Post today on page 21A, quoting Condoleezza Rice, Secretary of State, saying that Iraq is worth the investment in American lives and dollars. Then she goes on saying the war has lasted longer. The United States can win, and then on and on. It's not a matter of money, she states. Along the way, plenty of markers. It's going to show us that this the country is worth the investment. and then she knows from the point of view of not just the money, but the sacrifice, American lives. A lot has been sacrificed for Iraq, and a lot has been sacrificed by the Iraqis, too, because a lot has been invested in Iraq. And then continue with what quoting President Bush, saying that if he didn't believe it, then if he didn't believe we can succeed, she believes it as well that we can succeed. And my question is, succeed in what? And what is the so-called victory that we're chasing or that we're after? And maybe you can get some comments from the listener, maybe in comment.
What do we
hope to accomplish? I mean, what is the end result? I mean, we've devastated, everything's been destroyed.
I think it depends on what the goal is at the particular time. I'd say the goal now has moved from democratization to stabilization. So the idea is that they want to get some kind of stable government and stop the sectarian violence, because they're scared that the sectarian violence will spread to the rest of the Middle East. And so that's the goal at the present time, is to try to stop that. So that's what they're hoping to do by putting more troops in there. However, the last time we put more troops in, the violence just went up. It didn't go down. And maybe the sectarian violence would ease down for a while, but as soon as we withdrew those troops, it would go right back up again.
And we're providing more troops for those targets, really. For targets.
Yeah, exactly. So it's not...
It just amazes me, but I wish they would be able to define it. I mean, we've lost sight of why we're really there, I think, and why...
Because I don't think they can define it, because I don't think they know.
No one knows why we're there and what would constitute victory. I mean...
Well, they've told so many stories. How do you keep track of all the stories? How do you know which one's right?
Well, going back to the beginning a few years ago, I mean, nothing we hear now is related to what we were told at the beginning.
Well, there you go.
You know, it's just beyond me, and she keeps quoting the president and saying that it's worth the investment of killing all these young people and the young people in Iraq, and the devastating the country is a wasteland, and millions of refugees leaving the country. I mean, this is a victory that we're after. I mean, it's just it's mind-boggling. But I see the point of stabilization right now.
Now, you know what? That could change tomorrow, but right now that's what they're saying.
That's right. Well, thank you. I enjoy your show.
All right. Thanks, John.
And have a nice holiday.
Okay, you too.
Goodbye.
Let's go to Mike in Bailey. Mike, you're on AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Jay.
Hi.
Hey, we talked a little earlier this week about, you know, how we Americans, our government, had, you know, we backed governments that were oppressive. Pinochet's, you know, Batista's, the Shah of Iran, etc. And then these countries react to the our involvement in their politics, their lives.
Yeah, they get angry.
And I can understand that. You know, as we were saying earlier this week, you know, if somebody did that here in America, we being armed, we would be out shooting these people. Just like they're doing to us in Iraq. Why? Because we stuck our nose into their business. We backed Saddam Hussein for decades. We sold him weapons of mass destruction. And then we used this as an excuse later on, you know, under Bushwhacker Jr., to go in and attack these people with the pretense that they're terrorists, which... Everything keeps showing that, no, this was not true. We're in a bad situation there, and that's all there is to it. And what the answer is, I cannot even...
Well, the answer, I think, is to get out.
Yes. Oh, definitely.
I think the answer is to turn to the Iraqis, to sit down with them, and to say, look, either you do the following. Either you stop the warfare... Either you do something about the militias, either you knock it off and show some will and some desire and some want to straighten things up, or that's it, we're going, goodbye, and there may be hell to pay, but that's the way it is. Because there's a part of me that thinks the following, that over democracy, over freedom, over anything you can name, they prize one thing only, and that's justice.
Yes.
Justice followed by revenge.
Yes.
And that they're not fundamentally interested in what we have been trying to sell them and what we have had in mind for them all of the, you know, all of this last 4 years. They're not interested in any of that stuff, man. What they really want to do is they want to settle scores. And no matter how much we try to get them to stop it, they're not going to do it. We also need multinational force to go in there and help us, because we're not seen as being honest brokers in the Middle East due to our ties to Israel and our unfairness to the Palestinians.
Yes. Here's the other part. You know, we went through exactly the same thing over in Nam. When the Vietnamese, the North Vietnamese, were at the Paris peace talks, they basically were telling one of our regimes after another, Nixon being the last, that here's how it's going to play out. You lose, we win. There's going to be a nasty period coming once we're in power. We're going to purge. And once we, you know, once Gerald Ford, did actually pull us on out after Nixon left office, that's exactly what happened. And now look, our president was able to go to Vietnam. There was no zillions of guards every street corner. It's a stable country again. Why we Americans, I know people, for instance, who don't even want to know what's happening on the East Coast. That has nothing to do with me, so I don't want to know about it. It's unimportant to me. And I'm looking at them like, are you crazy? You know, what happens in our, you know, East Coast, West Coast, the Midwest, whatever, does affect us here in Colorado.
Well, that's always going to happen. You're always going to have people that are going to be that way. You're always going to have people that are going to be that way. The only thing you can do with them is just smile and say, well, okay. I mean, see, you know, you're always going to have people. Listen, I have friends who are good friends who, and it has caused friction, but I have good friends that are extremely apolitical, and when something will come on TV and I'll see it and I can't keep my mouth shut, I'll say something and they'll look at me like, you know, give me a break. But, I mean, you're always going to have that. Mike, thanks, man. Have a good holiday.
Hey, you have I hope you have a really good recovery and have the best holidays you can.
You bet, bud.
All right, bye.
See ya. 9:30 here at AM 760 Progressive Talk. We'll take more of your calls at 303-713-7600. And let's go to traffic now with Gina. And the side streets are a mess, but the main roads are passable.
They seem pretty good, although we've had a lot of problems this morning, Jay. We continue to see collisions on I-70 at Colfax, Colorado, shaking loose northbound 25 north of County Line from an earlier issue, and just a lot of stop-and-go around the city. A travel, of course, discouraged outside of Denver, though. The governor and law enforcement asking you to hold off on any long-distance trips for another day or two until these highways are safer. Weather today, sun.
I know how hard it is to find honest, reliable service on your vehicle. Hi, I'm Jim DeForest, owner of Cotman Transmission at Broadway and Yale. If you need a second opinion or just want to make sure you're getting an honest quote on your vehicle maintenance problems, then come to Cotman. At Cotman, we're more than just transmission specialists. We're a part of the community, and we're here for you. Bring your vehicle by anytime. We're at Broadway and Yale, or just call 303-761-8841. That's 303-761-8841.
I'm Mike Shanahan of the Denver Broncos. Some things I keep secret, like the running back rotation. Other things I share. For mortgages, go see my friends in American Financing.
Thanks, Coach. This is Damian Maldonado, founder of American Financing. We're locally owned and operated. We have no commissioned loan officers, so our only job is to get you the best loan possible.
Damian, tell us about the Magic Mortgage.
The Magic Mortgage lets you select the payment that's best for your budget. You can choose a regular payment, interest only, or convert it to a 15-year loan without requalifying. You can change your monthly payment any month or every month. Whether you need a refi or a new home loan, we have the widest range of products.
So you make the call. Tell them Mike Shanahan sent you, and your appraisal's free. Make the right move. Call my team of experts at American Financing.
We're redefining how home mortgages are done. Call us now at 303-695-7000. That's 695-7000. Or on the net at AmericanFinancing.net.
I'm under the sun. Defiance, back-talking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. The Total Transformation is the program I've used for over 30 years to solve even the worst behavior problems. Your child will listen to you again, and you'll get peace and sanity back into your home. I guarantee it.
Call now and get How to Turn Your Child's Attitude Around in 1 minute or less free with your order. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949. Call now. 1-800-349-6949. 1-800-349-6949.
You have a mortgage and a load of other debt. Wouldn't it be great if it all just went away? No More Mortgage can change your life.
We paid off all of our bills.
All your debt, including your mortgage, in as little as 9 years.
With No More Mortgage, we will have saved over $313,000 in interest payments.
Even have more money left over each month?
It lowered our monthly payments by a little over $500.
No More Mortgage.
Where have they been all of our life?
If you knew about something like that, you'd want to tell everybody.
Whenever I have a friend or someone that needs this service, I give them the number.
I'm Larry Ruff, president of No More Mortgage. This is unlike anything you have ever seen before, and it will absolutely not harm your credit. Call for your free CD. Learn how you can eliminate all your debt, including your mortgage, much sooner than you ever dreamed possible. The more debt you have, the more we can help.
For your free CD, call today. 800-880-5009.
This works. Call the number.
800-880-5009. 800-880-5009.
The Jay Marvin Show on AM 760. Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:34, 34 minutes past the hour, high today 37, and you need any closing information, am760.net. It's all
cheaperusedautos.com. Are you thinking about buying a used car, truck, or SUV? Well, you'll save time and a boatload of cash guaranteed at cheaperusedautos.com. You'll be amazed at the selection. Over 800 cars, trucks, and SUVs right at your fingertips and right here in Denver. All makes, all models, even program cars, all with special, low internet pricing. CheaperUsedAutos.com. You're gonna love it. Find what you're looking for now at CheaperUsedAutos.com.
There's a terrific new book entitled For Bronco Fans Only. It has incredible stories from Bronco fans, even the one about the idiot who stayed on a billboard for 33 days until the Broncos won. Wonder who that was. Hurry into your nearest King Supers to get this season's perfect stocking stuffer.
And I've spent many years in it, although I don't work in it anymore. And they're predominantly Democrat. And in every presidential election since 1968, which is the first time I've been able to vote, I've always voted Democrat. The past election that we had here local about 7 weeks ago, I voted straight Democratic ticket. I'm a Vietnam vet, and I've also retired out of the reserve system after 26 years, too. Now, the opposite side of that coin is the present war now. I am against the present war, but as I look at it, I really only care about one faction in that war, and that's our troops. I really give very little consideration to the Iraqi people. The immigration issue, for an example, I take a very strong stand there, and it might be tough to say, but I wish all the illegals would just leave and let us to our own and see how we can fare without them. So those are kind of conflicting views, but I'm wondering what you thought, if I may be considered a liberal, a conservative, a moderate, or just confused.
Well, how about you're just considered you? No, I think there are a lot of people who feel like you do. I think there are a lot of people out there who feel like you do, and we can start with the different subjects, and we can go down the line. Let's start with Iraq. There are a lot of people who feel that the number one concern should be our men and women there, and that whatever happens with the Iraqis is what's going to happen with them. And I think you can make a case for that, but I think you got to be careful because you got to think about this aspect of it. That what goes on in that country and what's done in that country is done in your name and in my name.
Yes.
Okay? And the world is getting smaller all the time, and we have to live together. I mean, whether we like it or not, we have to.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, until we start colonizing Mars and going to Venus and other places, we're stuck here. And unlike 50 and 60 years ago, now things have big immediate consequences. You've got a tinderbox situation there that could send up the whole Middle East. So you have to care about what's done in your name. There's also the thing about your country has to stand for something. Your country has to represent something. Your country has to stand for something.
I agree.
And if we stand for justice and we stand for liberty and we stand for freedom, then there's certain things that we don't do. And one of the things we don't do is we don't aid and abet the destruction of innocent life. We don't do things like torture. We don't support oppressive and tyrannical regimes because it supports our business interests and we write off the humanity part of it. I mean, I guess what I'm trying to say to you in this respect about Iraq is I don't think you have to be, okay, the world's biggest humanitarian. I think what you just have to realize is that civilian death is a tragedy, that things that are done wrong in your name are a tragedy, not only for the people that it happens to, but also for you and your country, and that we as Americans living in this great land, we should always strive to do better. And I don't think we're doing better. And I think when you have 1,000 Iraqis killed a day, we're not doing better.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? So that's my best case that I can make about Iraq to you. And the fact is that I don't think you would be comfortable with the deaths of women and children. Now, the illegal immigration situation. This plays into a whole, this is a whole another thing.
Mm-hmm.
This is a very, 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 very complicated problem. And it's not one that's going to be easily solved. And while I understand your feelings of that you wish that the 11 to 12 million illegal immigrants would just get up and leave, they're not going to do that, and many of them are not going to do it because they, one, don't have any place to go, and two, they don't want to, and three, it doesn't monetarily make sense for them to get up and go, and they have become a fabric of the community. They've become part of the community.
Mm-hmm.
They've got kids. They've got, you know, they're involved in what goes on in the community. And diversity in a community only helps. It doesn't hurt. But I think the thing is, what we have to try to achieve here is a workable plan for legal immigration into the country that also realizes the labor needs of the country as well, and that no one can come here and get a free ride, and that no one has the right to just show up and, you know, do things like use forged documents and break the law.
Yes.
You know, that you can't do all of those things. But the stuff is hard. It's hard to work out. It's hard to work out for so many reasons. Number one, we've turned a blind eye to this, and we've sat for years and years and years and said, well, illegal immigration is wrong, and you really shouldn't immigrate here illegally, wink, nod. But if you want to come here and you want to pick our strawberries and you want to pick our tomatoes and you want to work in our restaurants and you want to work in our hotels and you want to do all the work that we don't want to do, well, why don't you come on up and we'll look the other way? The other thing is there's the natural economic forces at play here, which is if you can get more money in some other place, 9 times out of 10, you're going to go, and you're going to go particularly if you're impoverished.
Mm-hmm.
So I don't think, this is just my view, I don't think we put enough pressure on the Mexican government. We have to sit down with them, and we have to tell them in no uncertain terms that we are not racist, that we are not xenophobic, but the thing is, we can't be a safety valve for your poverty problems, your corruption, and your unequal redistribution of wealth upwards.
Mm-hmm.
And that you're going to have to solve these problems. And that we can't continue to go down the road we're going down because we just can't continue to do it. We simply cannot. And we just have to work out something immigration-wise that everybody can live with and try to keep the hysteria out of the picture. Because most immigrants that are here, most illegal immigrants that are here, are not criminals. They are not getting in trouble. They are not overtaxing the social system. They are not, I mean, most of the stuff that you hear in the media, well, do you know that illegal immigrants kill 12 or 15 people a day, 12 or 15 legal Americans a day? There's no study to support that.
It's very easy to look at the negative aspect of it, that's for sure.
And so what we got to do is we have to, on all of these problems, on everything that you bring up, okay, I think what we have to do is we have to call on our best and our brightest and be the most optimistic and positive we can, and understand that things are tough, and you can't have your cake and eat it too, and you've heard all of those things since you've been a kid,
mm-hmm.
and that we're going to have to sit down, we're going to have to work this out, and not everybody gets what they want, and that the Tom Tancredos of the world and the others who run around with all of this extreme rhetoric, you know what, in the end, they're not, they don't have any way to fix this. So let's come up with a way to fix it.
I have to agree. I mean, that's yeah, as you say, this problem just hasn't started 6 months ago. I mean, it's been going on for many, many, many years.
Sure, it has been going on since, you know, I can remember as a kid growing up in Southern California in Orange County. I can remember, you know, I can remember illegal immigrants. I can remember working, picking avocados and picking citrus, picking oranges off orange trees.
Right.
You know, I can remember all of those days. And, I mean, we have to work this stuff out. But as far as where you sit politically, I think it probably puts you as being a moderate or maybe a conservative Democrat.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think you have to, you know, in the end, I think you have to go and you have to pick the candidates and you got to pick the party that best represents your personal interests. And in my opinion, what it sounds like to me from what you've been through in your life, the GOP is not your ticket. Because they claim they back veterans, but when you look at their votes, they don't.
I agree.
Okay? They claim that they back the middle class, but when you look at their votes, they don't. They have no solutions for the foreign policy problems facing us. They have no real workable solutions for immigration. So I think what that makes you is I think that makes you a conservative or moderate Democrat, and that what you need to do is you need to get involved with the Democratic Party
mm-hmm.
to the extent that you're able to. And those things in the party that you feel are too liberal or that you don't like, then get in there and make your voice heard and help to fix them.
I understand it. And, you know, I really appreciate your insight here. It's been a battle within for quite a while, and you know, just trying to decide on which side of that fence I'm on, and I think you've explained it very well.
Well, listen, I voted for Republicans.
Mm-hmm.
When I thought the Republican candidate was the better candidate, and I've turned out to be wrong, I have voted for Republicans.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and matter of fact, I have too. I spent many years in Southern Arizona, and I have voted for McCain. At times, too, during those years when I was down there. So I thought he was the best man at that particular time. But I really appreciate your insight, Jay, and you enjoy the holiday season.
You too, Ed, and keep in touch. And, hey, man, let's work together and we'll make a better country.
Absolutely. Thank you, man.
All right, brother. Thanks. Bye. 9:45, 15 away from 10, AM 760 Progressive Talk. Traffic now with Gina.
Thanks, Jay. Obviously, a slow drive around town, especially slow in a couple of areas. Earlier accident eastbound on I-70 over that elevated portion is caused to be pretty slow through there. Also, southbound I-25, especially slow down through Thornton and Northland. And pretty slow northbound I-25 coming up from the south side, approaching 470, earlier accident, making it a little bit slow through that area. As far as the weather goes, a good one. Hey, we got the sun back. Mostly sunny with highs in the mid-30s. Tonight, look for a few flurries, though. Low 14, nothing too serious. Should have the sun back tomorrow afternoon. High right around 30. Right now, it is 23 degrees. Rick Morgan, AM 760, Progressive Talk. Discover life waterside. South Shore has unveiled 14 beautiful model homes by John Lang Homes and Village Homes. Exit E-470 at Smoky Hill Road East. Make a left on Arapahoe and follow the signs to South Shore and discover life waterside.
Another holiday season and another season with men and women overseas.
Iraq, Afghanistan, Kyrgyzstan, Uzbekistan.
All places far from home. Happy holidays to you and your family all over the world. From AM 760, Progressive Talk.
It'll all be all right.
Let's bring our military
coming back home.
9:47, 47 minutes after the hour here on AM 760, Progressive Talk. Okay, yesterday you said to yourself, as you were stuck or you couldn't drive, this is the last winter. This is absolutely the last winter I go without a four-wheel drive vehicle. This is the last winter I go without a front-wheel drive vehicle. This is the last winter I go without an all-wheel drive vehicle. Well, if that's the case, then you need to get out to Rocky's Autos because they got them. over 650 different vehicles, clean late model used cars out there, trucks, SUVs, for you to look at. And Santa Claus will be out there this Saturday between noon and 4, so bring the kids. And Rocky's matching down is still going on, is still underway, up to $1,500, like a holiday gift, whatever you put down, up to $1,500, Rocky's will match, so it's like having $3,000 towards your next car. And you don't even really have to move a muscle, except go to your computer, go to RockysAutos.com, and check out the inventory online. And you can pre-qualify for a car loan and ask for Steven or Jason. They handle that. And scope it out yourself at RockysAutos.com. Or get on out to Rockies and see my friends Marv Alshear and Spanky Herrera and Fred Labrato and Gerard Menard and Johnny Mays and all the folks working out of Rockies who do their best to help you out. Don't forget Santa will be there this Saturday. That's tomorrow from noon until 4. Perfect time to bring the kids. And the perfect time to look at an all-wheel vehicle. Plus, every automobile on Rocky's lot has been winterized, so they are in tip-top condition and ready for the cold weather and the snow. So get on out to Rocky's. If you've been thinking about it, now's the time to do it. How about it for the holidays? And you know what? You get the most bang for your buck at Rocky's. I got to tell you once again, how did I get to work yesterday morning? How did I get to work this morning? Mary's car, which is a six-cylinder SUV, which we bought at Rocky's, and it performed like a charm. Rocky's Autos. They're open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 9 p.m., and happy holidays from Rocky's, located at the corner of 63rd and Federal.
Credit card companies are such giving people. They gave you a card, gave you money to spend, gave you time to pay. What they gave you was enough rope to tie a great big financial noose and put it around your neck. It's time to cut yourself free. If you have credit card debt, call Debt Set now for free information that can help you take back your financial future. 1-800-400-9309. Credit card companies want us to pay high interest for the rest of our lives. Before you pay them another dime, call Debt Set now to learn how you can get debt-free faster than you ever imagined. We can even help you improve your credit rating. If you're in debt, call Debt Set now for free information that reveals the secrets the credit card companies don't want you to know. And cut yourself free from credit card debt fast. For free information, call 1-800-400-9309. That's 1-800-400-9309. 1-800-400-9309.
Hi, it's Al Franken. I'm coming up after Jay on AM 760 Progressive Talk.
Good morning, 9:51. 51 minutes past the hour. Increasing clouds today, high at 37. If you're looking for any kind of closing information, go to am760.net. Jay Marvin here. Last closing minutes. I'll be gone for probably around 3 weeks. I'm due in the hospital on December the 27th for gastric bypass surgery, and then I got to recover. And there'll be all kinds of fill-ins as well, filling in for me. And John Turk will be back on Monday, too. Monday or Tuesday. Dave in West Highland. Dave, you're on the AM 760. Good morning.
Hey, Jay. Good to talk to you.
Nice to have you on.
I feel like I got to say something about that last call. Is that all right?
Sure. Yeah, go ahead. Yeah, I don't care.
You know, the caller said something like, you know, he's not really concerned about the Iraqis. He's concerned about, you know, the deaths of our guys. And it seems to me like that's completely normal. I understand that. But it seems to me that that's the attitude that makes war possible, you know? If we had as much compassion for them as we did for our own, we would find it completely intolerable. That what is the estimate? 650,000 dead Iraqis at this point?
No, you know what makes war possible? I'll tell you what makes war possible. Fear. Fear and anger makes war possible. You got to be scared of somebody. You got to feel threatened by them. You have to figure that they're out to get you, and you got to get them. Either you got to get them first, or you got to stop them in some way, shape, or form. And that's exactly what the administration did. The administration peddled fear.
Oh, you mean like the smoking gun and the mushroom cloud and the WMD?
Yeah, and everybody had everybody worked up that then and tried to wind both the war on terror and the whole Al-Qaeda thing together and shopped it on us. And what ended up happening is the majority of the American people now realize that they were, you know, that they were lied to.
It just shows you how destructive fear is.
It's very destructive if you give into it.
I just think that's so morally outrageous that, you know, 650,000 people dead. I mean, for what? They didn't have the MDs. They didn't have the connection. Who are these people that were killing? They're not even soldiers, most of them. You know, I mean, it's just out in torture. I mean, what have we become? It's just sickening. You know, ironically, I'm calling to say, you know, to wish you a good recovery, a quick recovery.
Oh, thanks.
and to offer some unsolicited advice here.
Sure.
I'm no doctor or anything like that. Maybe even sounds kind of new agey. But I have this theory that laughter really is medicine, that it really has a healing effect. And I'm going to recommend that you rent movies, maybe get some Bill Hicks on tape, and laugh your butt off while you're in recovery.
Yeah, that's what Mary wanted. Well, I'll tell you what Mary did for me, and I've been talking about it on and off on the air here now for the last week or so or a couple of weeks. She, and this was for Hanukkah, but she couldn't wait. So she goes out and gets me this Xbox 360 and then goes and buys these race programs because she knows that I love auto racing. So
let your thumbs do the walking.
Yeah, so I'm fooling around with this thing, and it's like, it's hard, man. It's hard. So I'm going to be watching my races. I'm going to be fooling around with my Xbox, and I've got two books that I am determined to read during recovery. One is the new Jimmy Carter book, and the other one is a book that I've had for a while but have not read it and been planning to read it, and that's the Obama book, and I'm going to read those two. So I should have... That and visit to the doctors, I have plenty to do.
I have to say, those books don't sound particularly funny.
No, they're not, but I want to read them so bad.
Yeah. But I don't know if it really works or not. But, you know, I like get bummed out in the winter because of the light.
Oh, the high. Oh, you know what? You're affected to your hypothalamus gland or whatever it is.
Yeah. So, I use this tactic myself, and I find it really helps. If I'm laughing, some chemicals go inside your brain, and it does something, and it helps me not get colds and stuff. To laugh in the winter is as good as washing your hands a lot, I swear.
Well, I'll give it a try.
Yeah, you know, the worst thing that could happen is you will have had a good time.
Yeah, there you go. I'll just laugh my way through it.
It's not like I'm asking you to go for acupuncture here, you know?
No, you got it.
Really, best of luck to you.
All right, Dave, take care, man.
You too.
All right, we'll talk to you.
Adios.
Let's go to Ron in Loveland. Ron, you're on AM 760.
Hey, Jay. How are you?
Good.
Long time no talk to. I just wanted to call and wish you best of luck in your surgery and I a speedy recovery. And I just wanted to say, you know, you and Ed Schultz especially have given me and I don't know how many people out here along the Front Range, you know, many thousands of hours of entertainment and information. And we really appreciate you guys. You know, you've done a great job and a great service for this community, and I just want to call and give you well wishes and wish you, you know, like I said, a real quick recovery, and hope you're back on the air real soon.
Thanks, man. I hope I am too, and I'll miss you guys, but you'll be in good, capable hands, and we'll have the best 07.
Yeah, I'm looking forward to it. It should be. It's going to be much, much better after the election. You know, that was and I really believe that your station and stations like yours, you know, you guys helped turn the tide, and we thank you for it.
Well, you know, we'll keep working on it. You just got to keep sticking with us, and we'll make it happen.
Right on.
We'll do it together, man.
Okay. Well, I look forward to hearing you in 07.
All right, Ron.
Thanks, Jay.
Talk to you.
See ya.
All right. Well, I guess I'm out of time, huh? Yeah, out of time. Have a wonderful, wonderful, have a happy holiday season, all of it, from Hanukkah, Christmas, all the way to New Year's. As I said, I'll be out for about 2 weeks, maybe a little bit longer. They'll have other hosts filling in until I get back, and there'll be a period of time where I will not be able to read my email But I'll leave that notification on my email system. But then after a certain period of time, after maybe about the first week, I think you can, then you can start emailing me and I'll answer what I can, if you want to. Anyway, we're going to have a great 07. It's going to be a great 07. This is just the start of good things, because when good people get together, they can make good things happen. And a special note to Kevin up in Fort Collins. Kevin, all is forgiven, man. All is forgiven. Just relax. All is forgiven. Okay. I'll talk to you when I get back. Have a great holiday season.
How do you measure a year? In daylights, in sunsets, in midnights, in cups of coffee.
Investments and securities involve the risk of loss.
The world has been good to us. Hello, I'm Ken Fisher, Forbes columnist and CEO of Fisher Investments. We've experienced tremendous growth for decades. Now we want to give something back. So we're offering a free report designed for affluent investors. It's called The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make.
Grab a pen and get ready to write down this toll-free number for the free report that could change your investing strategy forever. 1-800-500-3305.
At Fisher Investments, our experience managing over $30 billion for millionaires and institutions has given us valuable insights. Insights can help you quickly identify and hopefully sidestep mistakes most investors make, the worst and most costly ones.
If you're an investor with a substantial portfolio, request your free copy of The 8 Biggest Mistakes Investors Make today.
The world has been good to us, and now we want to